Blog Talk Radio.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts and the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword, when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And Moses said unto the people, Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for
bondmen. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I hope y'all ready, because this is the first edition of Black History Month. Well, we're going to lay it down for this whole month. Y'all get ready. We got a litany of shows set up. We got people coming on. I'm looking to have Sean Caddy. We're going to kick it on that DC style. What's going on up there, where he has come to fruition to find out about. Also, later in the month, we're going to hope next month. I'm trying to get Brother Campbell. We want to get you on for the Super Bowl. We're going to do something early. Make all bets for this new Cash App that he has created. I'm trying to get him on here as well. We're going to do it now. We're going to get it in there. I told you, I'm saving y'all for the best month ever, because guess what? It's Black History Month, and it's deep fake. Oh, my goodness. I hope y'all ready for this. Now, I played that because they got a new movie. They got a new movie coming out called The 1619 Project. It's all on these different shows and stuff, you know. We're trying to get everybody in there to listen. And get in there, make things happen. So we keep an eye on everything. All intelligentsia is in the mix when you talk to the dry bones. Again, the D bones, can they live? They just one bone. It's they. Can they? See, all that stuff people try to put on you is I'm the only one and all that. Y'all got to, I'll try to warn you. Make a group effort. But hold on, let me get everything in order. Try to get everything in order, get these calls in. If y'all can't get in, I'll get in Texas. But look, try again or send your number and I'll dial you in. I'll try to dial as many as y'all can in here where I can. So put you directly on mute. You know how to work. Put you on mute right now. So answer for whatever y'all doing. Answer is on mute. And then we're going to go from there. We got everybody on mix. We're getting ready to get it in here. Now, I did this because I told you the 400 years was a numerology trick. Once you in the new 400 year only paradigm, that's why you can't get out. Can't get out of it. It's truly a deep fake. Oh, today, by the end of the day, you will understand what deep fake is. Just look at your dollar bill when it said put you in Egypt again. Look at that dollar bill. Say goodbye, because it's going to be considered a deep fake. It ain't going to be real. That dollar bill is a deep fake. Oh, yeah, it ain't real at all. None whatsoever. That's why I said I'll put you in Egypt again with the money. We're gonna make it straight. That was just crooked. See, everything is about this money commerce game. Oh, yeah, commercial. Now, I played it because they got this on Netflix. You know, everybody's going to be watching it. You know, everybody, all this black belt stuff. Now, here's what it sounds like. First thing, they put you in the spell 400 years ago. Spell. Got this off their website. I'm going to break the spell right now. 400 years ago. Spell. But 400 years ago, the history did not start the world of slavery. That's a lie. Anybody with sense know. 400 years ago does not constitute the beginning of slavery. So that's a damn fake, deep fake. 20 Africans were captured. This is coming out their own stuff, so we can dissect the foolishness. captured in African interior, probably near modern-day Angola. Okay, probably. That's a hypothetical right there. Ain't no facts behind that. Probably. We're not sure, but probably. It could be here somewhere. Dr. Livingston, where are you? I mean, this is some deep bullshit fake. Forcibly transported on slave ships headed to America. Now, forcibly by who is the question the deep fake should be asking. Well, who forced? I'll put it in there for you. I got the picture so you won't think I'm making this up. Just look at the slideshow. Speaks for itself. Anybody can handle that. I don't care if you got degrees or whatever college you went to. It don't make no difference to facts at all. Facts matters. Now, somebody had to transport them. Slave ships headed to America. A tumultuous month of sea. Now, think about that one now. Months at sea. Months. The cargo was said to be jumping off ships. You know, now you're losing your money because this is commercial trading. And it's horrific. And they driving months now. So 20 only made it. So that's already a cash loss. 20. They don't even say how many, but you know, 20 was headed to America. And landed in the British colonies of North America, Jamestown, Virginia. Now, why Virginia? At King James. This should be the clue right there. It's the clue right there. They landed King James, Virginia. 20 of them. And it goes on to say that it all happened in the late August of 1619. This is where this so-called doctor. I hope people watch it so we can have, and bring people like me on the show so we can really have some up to living life reality of history. Not this deep fake that we've been seeing. But here it goes. It says, to American history is often exercised in learning partial truths. Patriotic fables, textbooks, curricula throughout the country continues to center on white experience. Okay. I ain't gonna hoogle. True. Very true. I mean, obviously the curriculum is not ours. That's why I can't understand why when people was homeschooling and was successful, you still wanted to go with that. So that lets you know you are lovers of lies. So there you go. Maybe, who knows, that 400 years could be a paradigm. I told you the trap, 400 years, that's it. If you think it's 400 years, it's the only thing that, that this constitutes, boy, that is scary. Now, let's keep it going for time's sake. Jamestown, Virginia, King James, Queen Mary, all that, the British family, all this crap. Then it goes on to say that throughout the country experiences. But black people often quarantine to a short section of history. And quoted by Dr. Martin Luther King, very true. We won't even debate that. That's why we do what we do. Many walk away from their high school history classes and through the world. A severe lack of understanding of the history and perspective of black people in America. Now, I said to myself, how noble that sound. I remember Carrie Meeks told me that something about reparations years ago when I asked her where we going to get it. She said, that's a noble idea, but I don't think that's going to happen right now. I gave my unquote. Carrie Meeks said that to us. Ray was there. Ray Fauntleroy was there at a church in Cutler Ridge, Cutler Bay, if you want to call it that. And I said, damn, noble. This sounds noble. All this is like some noble shit. Like, whoa. Then I said, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go deep into this with this. So I said, you know, let's just break the bullshit right now from the beginning. So when we get y'all on the line, y'all won't be saying, let's just break it off. This is never to be told any other way. It's impossible. We have told you this 100 times. But you know what? See, I'm just going to play little bits of your history. So, see, you want reparations, right? You want all this crap that you claim you want. You asking the wrong people. Now, how come we ain't asking, after you hear this man in 2 minutes, tell me why, I want the questions, why I can't get citizenship, dual citizenship? I'm asking right now. You give me dual citizenship, a tract of land, like you told, you know, like y'all been saying. Let me transfer the money over there since y'all got all this going on. That's the least you can do. But look what they gave us. I'm only going to play 2 minutes. I want y'all to tell me, is this another deep fake?
We are very privileged to be with you, particularly our brothers and sisters from the Caribbeans and the diaspora. And the people from all over Africa, our brothers and sisters from all over Africa. I wish at this point to particularly to apologize deeply on behalf of the chiefs and people of Gold Coast and Ghana for the atrocities, the cruelty, the inhuman treatment that were committed 400 years ago by my ancestors during the Atlantic slave trade, where over 400 years ago, millions of our brothers and sisters were captured, sold, and transported under inhumane and cruel circumstances through Elmina Castle across to the Caribbeans and to the New World. On behalf of the chiefs and people of Ghana, I do render unqualified apology.
That's what he gave us. Now, he told you, hold on, let me just read that 1619. I just solved the problem already. It said they were forcibly transported on slaves. This come out their own publication, so I don't think I'll make this up. Forcibly transported on slave ships headed to America. You just heard who forcibly did it. He's deeply sorry. I'm so sorry. And we're in the Gold Coast. Look what he said, with the Gold Coast. This is the richest groups of chiefs. Made an apology on the world scene, and niggas here in deep fake land didn't even say, hey, we solved the problem. I'm not even that bright. We solved the problem. They just told us we did this. So I'm asking Africa, whatever country you, I got a passport. I got a social security number. You can look it up when I go to the ambassador. Ambassadorship is up to wherever. You know, see, can y'all give us the same deal? The same deal. Because y'all the ones already. Y'all just answered the 1619 project. You could put me on the show. It'd have been solved that day. Here's the guys right here. They just said, we're deeply sorry. Ain't said nothing about no reparation. Go look it up. This was done in 2018 and 19. They apologized severely all over the earth. Oh, we're sorry. Tippy tipping us. And then they made the movie The Woman King. So that's one. Okay, deep fake one. So we got that one. Then Dr. King. I feel so bad for the. It's to say, it really is. It really is. That's exactly what they do. They give us Dr. King and some fables. Fables, you know, like Benjamin Banneker and all these cats that are one people, Prince Hall, one person, you know, all the, there's a whole bunch of lodges in right now to this day in Boston under Prince Hall, so-called, you know. Is he real? You got to figure that one out. Now, show you how the deep fake works before I bring y'all on here. I got the Spanish flu. You see the picture of the Spanish flu out there I put up there? Did you not see they had wear a mask and go to jail right back then? Back then, in 1918, Spanish flu. Now, here's what they did. Y'all could, you know, say what you want. It's a severe lack of understanding of the history of the perspective of black people in America, for sure, because somehow we allow the deep fake to come through. And it's clear today. Hopefully you can get some clarity on what's a real fake and deep fake. It's going to be so hard soon, it's going to be unbelievable that you believe it. Now, let's even get it more serious. Now, people don't like history because you've been getting the same thing fed to you over and over. But today's program, we ain't going that route. Second, like I told you, Spanish flu, the same thing they want to pull again, killed over 6 million American soldiers were vaccinated. Over 6 million now. Listen to this. 6 million. Now, they think this could be the cause of the second stamp of the white Christian genocide occurred with. They claiming that this era was when they attacked the white Christian population, when they created this war of 1918. They vaccinated 6 million soldiers with the experimental bacteria meningitis vaccine before going over the flight in World War One. That's the one with the Bolsheviks. That's what you're fighting today, the Bolshevik War. Still going on in the same area we're going to get deep in. Now, goes on to state, I said, look at your dollar bill. Your 400 years says you're going to be in Second Egypt. Wonder what that means. Now, we'll find out with facts, though. Now, we're going to do this. Check this out. They're going to say to them, we're going to put you over there, boom, boom. After the war had ended, when the war was just ended, which had already claimed exclusively the lives of millions of white Christians, the whole concept was when they came back, they had different birth defects. They got the data. Go look it up for time's sake. Thirdly, same concept. Y'all don't like to listen. I know different people don't like listening to white folks, but you know, when you kill your own people at the same rate that you killed a black nation, my goodness, you got to think for a minute, y'all. They killed almost 60 million of their own people. They own people. So they all this thing about, they killed their own people before they even went berserk on y'all. It's called the Black Plague. They had poisoned the wells of Europe. Go look up who was behind all this. And today, they came on Tucker Carlson. I know y'all like the cracker. Y'all said, oh, I can't stand that cracker. Well, that's on you. But he came out anyway and brought this lady who was qualified. Her name is Catherine Austin Fitz. And clearly, they must all know what's coming. Because the lady was allowed to say on Fox, and you know Fox owned by Rupert Murdoch. So you know they got opposition going on everywhere. But they got them to say this. Quote, the central bank digital currency are not currency. Deep fake. I'll put that in there. It's a financial transaction control grid. Listen carefully. It gives the ability for the central banks not only to set the rules centrally, but to enforce the rules centrally, meaning they can cut you off at any time. Now, they came across this name. I'm going to give it to you. I told you Latin behind all this. The name is for modern society, y'all. I hope you understand because I like words, too. Oh, that's the spell words. Is the word. Modern society is based on solipsism. Solipsism. That's S-O-L-I-P-S-I-S-M. Created by the Kabbalist bankers. The word solipsism means self-created reality that has little or no connection with truth. Better look it up. See, we ain't here to play today. Deep fake is real. Get ready for that, baby. Get ready for it. Goes on to state, the word was coined in 1874 from the Latin solus, alone, and ipsis, self. Self alone. That's when you get this self, know thyself stuff is incorporated. It is the view that self is the only object of real knowledge or only thing that is real. Now, ain't that amazing? The deep fake came from a long time ago. It's been in the mix. It's been in the mix. Now, the one thing the deep fake is working on is trying to get you to believe they love you. Ain't that amazing? How's that done? That's got to be hard to do. To get people to believe they love you. That's a hell of a deep fake play by everybody today, ain't it? But this is the real deep fake right there. Only you yourself is master. That's what y'all be saying. You see that? Now, there's some strange phenomena going in the sky, too. XI could be Ping, General Ping. Now, y'all watched, I'm going to tell you how crazy this is. Black folks got to be out their minds. You watched a balloon from China float across the whole entire United States this week. Ain't had a problem because you in the deep fake. Absolutely. The deep fake. How could that be? No alarm whatsoever from these so-called conscious community programs. No alarm from militia groups. Somebody should have asked, how the hell could this happen? Now, you don't heard. I'm only going to give you two deep fakes here. One, second deep fake is, before it's almost that time, you got 5 minutes. Second deep fake is, you see, I've been telling you, until y'all teach the real facts, this is why they get away with telling this lie, because they never tell it. You only going to probably hear it on a few shows, and guess what? We're one of them.
This is the story of the slave trade between Europe and Africa, a tragic tale of coastal villages raided and men, women and children carried off into captivity, loaded onto ships, taken to be sold as slaves in another continent and never seeing their homes again. A familiar enough narrative, except that in this case, the villages being depopulated in this way were English, and the slave traders arrived in ships which had sailed from Africa. Long before the British ever became involved in the slave trade, slavers out of Africa were raiding not only the British Isles, but many other European countries, from Iceland to Malta, Ireland to Spain, and Italy to the Netherlands, carrying off white slaves to be sold in the slave markets of Africa. During the 1970s, the British held hundreds of political prisoners behind barbed wire without charge for years on end. This could have been embarrassing, putting people in mind of South Africa and the Soviet Union, had we not decided to call them internees instead of political prisoners. This solved the problem so well that even to this day, many people don't know anything at all about the political prisoners of the 1970s held in Britain. The same thing with Barbary pirates. The word pirate is faintly comical, bringing to mind Long John Silver, Captain Hook, even Captain Pugwash. Pirates raised the skull and crossbones flag and hunted for treasure, didn't they? The Barbary pirates were actually after people, white Christians specifically, who could be sold as slaves in Muslim countries. Here are some white slaves in Africa during the 17th century. There was a very old tradition of slavery in Africa, long before the coming of Europeans. Black empires enslaved neighboring nations, various tribes.
Now, he just backed up what the African dude just said. He said, we sorry, but the whole real story is, that's why you see them pictures up there, like I put over there that y'all see. Some of y'all don't even know that's the Black Knights. All through Europe are out there. The Ethiopian Black Knight that they drove on their walls. So I don't know if this is a deep fake or not, but I know somebody's been faked out. And it might be you. So by the end of this program, I'm going to play 2 minutes of somebody else. It's a three-part program, three-dimensional here, till you get to the fifth. Yep. We got a lot more living for that one, but we're going to be transhumanists by that time. Here's the last one before I open up the mics. This woman talked at Eben Baptist churches in Georgia, New York, started in New York. Her political policies is inwoven today in all aspects, even in the New Age movement, which is the one that's ruling. If y'all knew what the New Age movement was, you would say, oh my God, that's why we're going to be playing all of the great sages, Pascal Rudolph and all them, Madame Blavatsky. They was the teachers of the time. This one was too, and she has masterfully outlived. She is Lilith incarnated.
Hey.
Leave abortion! Save that legal! Hi, 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 hi! And what is wrong with Mark Robert Sanger.
She said that the most merciful thing that a family could do to one of its young is to kill it.
Well, I'm sure that was taken out of context.
In this video, I'm going to show you who Margaret Sanger really was and why she founded Planned Parenthood. These 21 quotes by Margaret Sanger reveal the wicked roots of the abortion movement and expose the twisted mindset behind the present-day culture of death. In her own words, Sanger peddles racism, eugenics, contraception, and abortion, while demonstrating a visceral hatred for children, parenthood, marriage, and the Catholic Church. Every quote I'm about to give you has been verified and is well documented.
But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies. The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. I accepted an invitation to talk to the women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan. I was escorted to the platform, was introduced, and began to speak. In the end, through simple illustrations, I believed I had accomplished my purpose. A dozen invitations to speak to similar groups were proffered.
Do you believe there is such a thing as sin?
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mark when they're born. That, to me, is the greatest sin that people can commit.
The most serious evil of our times is that of encouraging the bringing into the world of large families. The most immoral practice of the day is breeding too many children. Eugenics without birth control seems to us a house builded upon the sands. It is at the mercy of the rising stream of the unfit. As an advocate of birth control, I wish to take advantage of the present opportunity to point out that the unbalance between the birth rate of the unfit and the fit, admittedly the greatest present menace to civilization, can never be rectified by the inauguration of a cradle competition between these two classes. The most urgent...
Before opening the mics, I want y'all to think about all these three concepts we gave you. Africa, 2016, he even mentioned 400 years in his speech. Told you it's a masterful word, 400 years. And now, the money changing. I said, put you in Egypt again. Look at your money. It's magic. All the spells in the money. Believe me. If you don't, oh well. Now, killing of the young. That is the number one message in the climate change agenda. It's called depopulation. Now, how y'all can let this slip by you under Black History Month is beyond me. But nonetheless, we about to open up the gates. Let it happen, because the flood is coming. It is time. 8854, we are bringing you with Hitting It Live. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying for long, it's like, it's got to a point where whoever's going to listen is going to listen.
Yep.
It's just where we at. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because I feel like this, as long as, like I said, continue to learn, do what you do, discover your purpose, and connect with like people minded, you know, around you, whatever. And the people who
so
know,
like,
that's on them.
Yeah, it's like a
you know,
self-absorbing.
Now,
go ahead.
Y'all ain't going to believe this shit. Now, you mentioned the Super Bowl, right? Now, the first Super Bowl was played January 15th, 1967, it was the Kansas City Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
which is in this Super Bowl versus the Green Bay Packers. Now, January 15th is Martin Luther King's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned Margaret Sanger. Now, she was born September 14th, 1879, and she died September 6th, 1966.
66.
She died in Tucson, Arizona.
Where the game is at?
And, and guess what? Margaret Sanger comes up to 57.
Oh, man. Hey, I could have put it together. Both that was beautiful, right? But now think about that. I hope our Public Enemy listen. They made that Arizona thing where they were the last state to go along. We mentioned that a couple of weeks ago, and it's all
right.
Making sense. Yeah,
but
all
see,
makes sense.
That's
going
the
back
deep
to
fake you've been talking deep about. Fake. All this deep shit fake. Is a deep fake, and they're putting this shit in your face. You cold the numbers. And let me continue on now.
No,
you mentioned the Spanish flu. That mm-hmm. comes up to a 42. You said how many soldiers died? What was it, 6 million, 60 million?
Over 6 million, say.
Okay, Spanish flu is 42. That's a 6 also. Then you mentioned King James, 33. You know what that number is.
Oh, yeah.
Prince Hall, 33.
Uh-huh.
Bitcoin, the fake money, well, created by AI, is 25. Cryptocurrency is 52. It's the same numbers, just flipped. Slave comes up to 19. COVID comes up to the word 19. Jamestown, Virginia comes up to the number 11, and so does Mason. That comes up to the number 11.
Right.
That was interesting. Christopher Columbus comes up to the number 81. That's a 9. If you put Christopher Columbus, the total sum of 81, which is 9, next to Jamestown, Virginia, or Mason, you get 9/11.
Check that out.
And Christopher Columbus was a Mason, by the way. I don't know, like I said, I know you knew that, but I don't think the average person knows that. Now, let's jump over to this African diaspora. And Brother D, and I, big shout out to Brother D from St. Louis. He put me up on this encyclopedia volume I got from this doctor from down there from Tennessee. It's called the Historical Encyclopedia of World Slavery. It's a 2-volume set.
Mm.
Now, the term, man, that's a good brother right there, African diaspora. Now, the term first came into common use at the 1965 International Congress of African Historians held in Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically what you saying was we're only getting bits and pieces of this whole slavery thing, you know,
right.
And it's like they keep beating people over the head. Well, 1865, no, Jamestown, Virginia, no, this goes deeper than that. And
right.
this is saying that black Africans, not Americans now, it says black Africans were present in all major civilizations of the classical Mediterranean Greco-Roman world and ancient
right.
civilizations of Egypt, Arabia, and India, all included. Significant population for the sub-Saharan Africa.
That's right.
After the spread of Islam and the regeneration of Indian Ocean trade networks, Africans began to be purchased in large numbers and were put to work in the Middle East as slaves. Evidence
mm-hmm.
of numerous Africans being taken to the Middle East is found in historical incidents like the serious revolts that occurred on the part of the African slaves in Iraq, which I was deployed to, by the way.
All right, there you go.
In the 10th century now, an increasing numbers of African slaves employed as soldiers and sailors throughout the Middle East, especially in Egypt and the Gulf regions. Also, a future significance was the number of Africans who were introduced to the Iberian Peninsula as slaves during a period of Muslim rule there from 711 1492. Now, let's jump over to Jamestown real quick. Now, this doesn't get talked about a lot. Now, there's an English colonist by the name of John Rolfe, R-O-L-F-E, 1617. This is 2 years before supposedly first slaves were brought to Jamestown, Virginia. He was an English colonist living in the Virginia settlement of Jamestown. And he created a kind of special type of tobacco. Rolfe had experimented crossing various tobacco species from the West Indies with the bitter tobacco leaf that was indigenous to Virginia and developed a hybrid that had excellent flavor and became a commercial success. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Yes, a commercial success
throughout Europe. Tobacco, like sugar, required intensive labor.
With a commercially profitable crop and a high demand for cheap labor, the slave trade intensified, and African and West Indian slaves were imported by Virginians eager to realize the high profits from their adopted land. Slavery and the English colonies have begun in earnest. Now, last time I checked,
go ahead.
You see, I don't know. We're thinking the same thing, but
yeah. Yeah,
as soon as I first read that, history repeating itself.
Yeah.
The legalization, why all of a sudden now a lot of these states, you know, are legalized marijuana?
Yep. It's all coming back from the
Illinois.
The old laws that was already on the table to provide that
right.
Was already set, already in place.
It was already there. This is no new thing. This is nothing new under the sun.
There you go. I love that, bro.
And one more thing before you go to the next call, because I got to stay on a bullet point with the tobacco and the marijuana and the reparations. Now here in Evanston, Illinois, that's where Northwestern University is at, that township was working on, came up with a new plan for reparations to give to the residents if they were deemed to be found a descendant of African slaves, reparations. But there's a catch to it, though. Now, the source of the money can only be paid out to them, and the money is supposed to be coming from marijuana sales from the dispensaries.
Check
and
that out.
Also, like, anybody who had property that was, like, over, like, $1 million in that area, they was going to get it. Hit with an extra property tax, and that money was going to go towards reparations. Then also, it wasn't going to be no cash payments. It was going to be put towards, like, back rent payments, home improvement payments, or if you want to, you know, purchase a house, whatever, but you're not getting the money directly. But then again, the plan fell through because they don't have enough dispensaries, marijuana dispensaries, in Evanston to collect that tax off from.
So what they're going to do is going to create this new legislation for the 2023-24 fiscal year. Guarantee you'll start to see push for legislation that's going to be put in just so they can get that in there to get that tax base. And that does not guarantee them either that they're going to get it. It's going to just guarantee a new revenue base created off their sympathy. Oh, man, that's deep, bro. That's all. I told y'all, deep fake. We here to tell you. Been saying it for a long time.
And one more thing. Now, remember what I told y'all about the FTX fiasco here with the connection with Chicago with Lightfoot and Chuy Garcia. Now, remember, they were supposed to be creating a universal basic income program funded by FTX to give the people who was formerly incarcerated get out to give them basically a stipend every month, but it was going to be in crypto. That shit fell through. Because FTX has folded.
Yeah. It's the game is thick. The game is thick. Now, we're going to even talk. I'm telling y'all, I hope y'all looking up, too, because there's a lot of chem spraying going on. I'm bringing sister in right here. A lot of this is going on. I'm talking about we seeing phenomenals of things happening in the sky. You've been saying it for quite a long time. Vindication about all this stuff in the sky. Look up, blah, blah, blah. Fake sun, all this. This thing in the sky, everybody, for everybody to be so calm is amazing to me. It's amazing to me because that could be an EPM, electro pulse bomb, one of the electromagnetic pulse weapons, flying over the sky to take surveillance. And they know so Vindication, you said, what else you been looking up to see yourself coming? Because some stuff is coming in on us. What's happening?
Reflection, everybody.
That's good. Good to have you.
Well, ain't nobody rising up because, you know, MK Ultra is a motherfucker.
Yes,
and,
it is.
When you got, and I keep saying Stern, I keep pointing the finger to Stern. I say it all the time, Stern.
Yes, you did.
Nobody wants to investigate Stern.
Heavily Stern video. That was a deep one. Go ahead.
That they're doing everything to you from the sky, down below on the ground, into your water. Everything. They're basically have parties on this shit. They bet to see if anybody gonna rise up. He got me only one that goes on their page and put the finger up to them, you know, because I don't see anybody else protesting on Facebook with CERN, because that's where CERN is at, because that's the government book. But nobody out, you know, with no nothing, no signs. Stop CERN. You know, I want to go out there with the signs. Stop CERN. I think I'll be alone. I'll be alone. I think I would be the only one out there saying CERN is your fucking murderer, your killers, your assassins, your creating you to go into a mind where you can't see that they're killing you and you can't move. Your body is stuck in one place and you just, that's it. You're going to do everything that you've been doing. That's how I see it.
So basically, we programmed ourselves, being that, okay, they claim that they made this word called modern society. So basically, we perpetuate our own enslavement, basically, but by just doing nothing. Because
mm-hmm.
that's okay.
Oh, but let's say, Joe Flo got, you know, killed by the cops. Whether they white or black, you got all hell breaking out.
Yeah.
Mm. Sir, it's dried up Mississippi to now. They ain't got no water. You got some more places they ain't got no water. And it looks like they ain't trying to give them no water either.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to, because they need bodies. You know, we need that stem. We need the adrenal cone and anything else they can, you know, manipulate with the body to print out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need the body parts to create these silicone bodies. And then they want to take these other beings, you, if you got the money, to be put in these new bodies. Because we know that the lizard is Elizabeth got her new body because they transferred bodies with that one chick. Was her name Michelle or somebody? Somebody that went to see her the day that she died. I think the brother was talking about that. So she's in a new body. So we doing body switching here and stuff and collecting.
So that's people say that's crazy, but I don't worry. I got the clip coming up to vindicate that what you just said is exactly what is happening.
Get out.
They got it. They doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they doing it. It's real stuff. So let me ask you, because you've been, something that goes over us this magnitude, and along with the other phenomena that they saying they see in the cars. Now the deep fake is real. They fake the angel, y'all. They fake. They're fake.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
The
deep fake is real. They got angels coming out the sky in certain countries now.
What we got to understand is plasma is like a water. The sky is plasma material, plasma element, and they figured it out that they can do holographic with all the, you know, chemicals that they spray on top of us to create this plasmic screen up here so vivid. So when you start seeing shit, you know, you might think it's real, then you might not think it's real, and then you got the real shit out there. But they using the other shit, the holographic shit, and it's going to throw you off. You're going to have the real being that actually probably is from the other realms over the walls trying to, you know, look, y'all got to get up because these motherfuckers trying to come over here, and we've been kept y'all at bay for a long time. So it looks like they've kept us at bay, not us, but the beings that's ruling at bay for a long time over here in this realm. And now they're over there, so they're going to war with the beings across the wall.
Now, this is a Bible story you're saying.
Those who listen. For what? Resource.
Yeah. And now, I like how you put that, because the way you said it was just like just go to Revelation. You can see that they brought a third of different groups into who can make it in. See, they told you the story. You just didn't know it.
That's what Avatar was all about.
Who fought is that? They told you, hey, we bring y'all, we going into the next realm. Whoever don't go with us will be left behind. And that's pretty much the concept that's happening today. Now, many of you who are caught in the realm of the reality, that 400 years I told you, when the African king said all of us from the Gold Coast, y'all should have been like, damn. They admitted, told everybody, yeah, we did all this. and then offer a dime, and they the Gold Coast everybody. That should have been y'all sign that this shit is made up. Deep fake. That was your sign. I played it.
I want to say something about the Ghana yeah. would have played it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, right. But all of y'all over here with big bucks, but y'all came over on slave ships forcefully, but all of a sudden y'all rich over here and sending money back over there? Come on now.
Yeah, they over here sending buku cash. Now, that's the one thing about people. The reserve currency of the world is drying up, so they coming over here and scavenging it up for them to create the new money. Now, just think about that one for me, y'all. Think about that one for me. They got everybody, every country is feeding off of this last bit of dollar. Feeding like scavengers. That's what the Bible story says. The whore of Babylon is everything. We can run through her all day long, trains, stains, everything. And now we getting the last bit of it, and they see her children starving. See, that's the key, y'all, in getting these stories right. These stories is serious galactic overtones. They coming through these portals because they know that if they don't come through the portal and stop it, that what you just said, that's in the Bible story. The archangel is that, what you're saying, all that stuff that they be talking about came with a group of armies of angels with an S, coming from different spheres. Now, here's the key to all this, y'all. They still need us as a living host, so they are going to still have us here. The question for all of us today is it going to be utopic? Because that's what you'll say, y'all. This heaven is utopic. Is being obedient to God utopic? I'm going to ask all y'all that one more time, because y'all say it all day. We are obedient to God, is that utopic, everybody? I want to hear that from y'all today, because that's where this is headed. In the New Age movement, obedience to God is utopic. 90-19.
Hey.
Hey.
I took your advice. I'm getting ready to have me a dual citizenship and a ticket to Ghana, because I'm getting ready to marry me my Ghana man, my Nubian king. And I'm going down there and get me... I'm going to be one of them Ghanaian tribes, and I'm going to have a dual citizenship. And
well,
I'm
can you bring me? When you get there, bring me with you. Call me up. I'm coming. When you get there, call me. Say,
I'm getting ready to get there next
month.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be on Facebook Live for real.
Okay. I'm going to watch it.
I'm getting ready to start my fashion industry, and I'm getting ready to open up some hospitals. But whoever know that there's technology in their bodies, we get ready to educate the Ghana government, because we get ready to get this technology under control. Well, we going to control it, because we can't take it out of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's growed in our bodies, but we have to control the forces, because there's two type of species on the planet. You either immortal or you mortal. Now, anything dark, black, colored, Nubian, ancient Kemet. If you survive the beginning of evolution, you want to run that microchip. You want to run what's in you and control the peasants of the planet. The peasants of the planet is all recessive mortal. So if you know you dominant and you immortal, you better control that IBM chip, microchip, because if you don't, lack of knowledge, you shall perish. So I'm going over there to Ghana and get my dual citizenship and start the work and start it right now, because I'm not going to let them tell me they're going to turn on the chip all around the world and we are walking around like robots. I'm going to stop that. I ain't talking. I'm walking. I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. I already told my Nubian king husband, Anil, I say, look, before you marry me, is you ready to fight for what is ours? He said he's ready to fight to death for whatever it is, what's ours. He gonna help me fight.
Well,
we gonna fight together because we can't let these white recessive humans
become
humans,
because
they don't have no hue in their bodies. And because they don't have no hue in their bodies, I'm gonna give you analysis and let you move on. Now check this out. Let you go on to the next caller. Now check this out. Let me tell you. You got to know this one thing. White people is like a colorless book. And a colorless book don't have no attributes, no hue, nothing to paint itself with. So they're trying to take on the coloring of a colored book. And the colored book is immortality rate. And because I know I'm a coloring book, I'm not going to let them wipe my colors out and put in a colorless book. Thank you for allowing me to share power
now,
to the original people.
Now, I want you to stay tuned and take with us when you do this now. Don't think we ain't going to follow you on this file. Because I think if you can get over there and put it on the king big time, tell him we got a bunch of us because they got money over there. I know they got money over there. They faking
right.
That money. They got money.
He
over
got
there.
Land and everything. We can ready to build
and
our
technology.
And all that. But we're going to build a hospital and a laboratory.
Ain't technology. Now, all right, we're going to keep it going. Because I like what you just said. Now, I want y'all to key on that because I played that. Because if the kings of Africa can show you the question my sister said earlier, they are here. Now, I want y'all to realize, look at the PSYOP, what we got going on, the deepfake in the political system, y'all. Because that system is chaotic. And they creating chaos every day, which you intended. Even though you might not think you connected, you connected. Just like a spider got a web, they got you on a tentacle, all of us, just by your salaries, that word salaries, your pensions, that pension. Look at that there, pension. Sounds scary, my pension. You know, all these, things, the 401Ks and all this shit they got called, these names, and you can't get a dime out of it. Just to say earlier, it's going to be rough, but all them coming here, she just said they're coming here, and they got all this money sending it back to America. Now, that's a fact. You look at the rate of exchange. It's easy to do. Go on the Moody's report. Just look up what African nations sends more money back. All you got to do is do all that. That's there. And you'll be surprised. Nigeria is rich as hell. But you know they rich as hell? The biggest thing, religion. See, religion over there, they pimping hard. They got people bringing dead bodies to these preachers. That ain't no lie. I ain't making this up. But where'd it come from? Now, we're going to talk some more. We're about to get busy with this. I want some more calls. Y'all want to jump in, hit the number one button. I got the lines on for most of y'all out there. Now, here's what I can't take. Now, y'all talk all this slavery stuff, these 400 years, as if the biggest lie is slavery over? Could it be possibly over? Hell no. How's slavery over with? How can slavery, it never was over with. That's a deep fake. It was never no time that slavery ever stopped in America, ever. That's the biggest lie. You would talk about the massive, all this crap. That's why I put that picture up. Because at the end, you see the dog, the three dogs of Cerebus is at the top of that picture where they got the black was Lincoln. Oh, that's witchcraft, magic, the occult. Sure is. You can call it witchcraft. I don't have a problem with witchcraft. That's a deep word. It makes sense. It's because of the witchcraft. It means feminine knowledge. That's all it means. Y'all got witchcraft. Nobody called bewitched. They wanted her not to have her bewitching powers. Think about that one. But for y'all who all over that want to watch the 1619 Project, why don't you ask that group, why didn't they stop Mississippi? See, Dion gave you the clue. See, Dion gave you the modern clue. Mississippi. Here he is in Mississippi where they didn't even have water. Remember I told you they killed people off in the wells and the Black Plague? I asked y'all who was part of that poisoning the wells. I ain't get an answer yet. But here it is. I'm thinking Margaret Springer died in 1966, y'all say. I'll get here in 62. So that philosophy is entrenched in the era we come in. Oh, man. For all y'all don't realize, killing us was entrenched already as a baby. So that mortality rate was already in place. If she died in 66 and those got born in the 60s, you really experienced her up until the 70s, up until the 80s, up until the 90s when you heard AOC, who was crazy the other day on going crazy about the squad. Yes, she talked having meetings about killing babies, and y'all ain't saying shit to that. And then how could y'all hypocritical have a Black History Month and don't say Dion left Jackson? I know why he left, because he got tired of the cotton picking truth about Mississippi. He got mad at the cotton picking truth. he'd rather go to a white school, Colorado. Then I started realizing some of these white schools got names from black pioneers and shit. I said, man, somebody lying again. Here we go again, lying, not telling the truth. Here we got find out these pioneer names.
Colorado Buffalo.
Yeah. Colorado Buffalo. Ain't that something? That's what I thought you'd take it. These heralds that these people named after. But the cotton picking truth, black folks don't care about the cotton picking truth because slavery was in effect the year I was born in. And up until 60-something, 66, it was still in effect in parts of all Mississippi.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Anyone who thinks that slavery ended in the 1860s with the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation are grievously wrong. Slavery has been with us and continues to have its manifestations in a variety of ways.
That's one of the original blues playing of Mississippi. I'm playing their music so they can know what they're about to hear is going to crush them for having this be gone right now.
Imagine you and your family living in this barn, forced to live like animals and with animals. No heat. No electricity. None of the things we commonly take for granted. This is the case of one family, held as slaves up until the 1960s. We found this barn at Grange Hall Road and MS Highway 568 near Vicksburg, Mississippi, in July 2009. This is the true life story of former slaves May Louise Miller.
Well, you know, I came from a very poor family, and we was in slavery. We didn't have food, clothes, shoes. We really didn't have much of nothing. And the clothes we had was a caucasite. Each one of us had a caucasite with three holes cut in it, and that was your clothes, your shirt, pants, and underclothes, or whatever you want to call it, dress. We had no shoes. We had to kill what we eat. We didn't have a stove. We really didn't even have a house. We lived laid on the grass, on the dirt, the hay was our bed, and we covered with the hay was our cover. We laid with snakes. We ate snakes. We ate the crickets. We ate the worms. We ate the birds. We ate the bird eggs. We ate the rabbits. We ate the frogs. We was just kind of like Tarzan. Whatever was there come in front of you, that was your meal, if you counted. And that was a motto. It was more than me, but I don't call names. But if we caught a worm, each one of us took a bite of that worm. If we caught a cricket, although you think a cricket is dope, but we broke it into pieces that each one of us could have a piece of the cricket. If we caught a on the bank sign, whatever, when we bit it, everybody took a bite.
President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation.
Now, what's that mistake? That was in 64. I'm born in 62. You tell me the Civil Rights Movement is in Mississippi. You got a killing of Swanner and Cheney, and they didn't know slavery was going on? Come on, y'all. Come on right now. Talk to me right now, everybody on the line. How could that be? Sister said she ate, they ate raw. They ate the shit. If you watch this documentary, you'd be in tears. I felt bad. See, I got to do more of what I'm doing, man. This is unbelievable. This chick told her story. She was able to live through it. It was like a Twilight Zone movie where you don't know you in the modern age. And that's where they got the movie, Jordan Peele and all them. They was given the movies to make they part of it. Don't you understand these Twilight Zone movies? They don't give a damn about color. They are with it. Because you know how I know that? Biddy Thompson. The district that was, the same black man that's on the January insurrection of so-called Trump. These trumped up shit they come up with. This was his district. He was a politician during the time running around with King. And do you know that they went back in 2008? You heard that. The people were still scared. It was like they were still in slavery. They wouldn't tell on this family. This family is big in agriculture. They wouldn't even name. They even got a sheriff now that's black. Now, I watched this movie the other day about, it was called, oh my goodness. He went to the Appalachians. It was a voodoo movie. Reveza Devine was in it. And the dude came back home and they had this voodoo. She was a voodoo. I said, man, the brother Ryan playing a good movie here. And I said, you know, blacks got a culture they don't like talking about. I'm going to talk about this one. The root people. The ones that gave cast spells back in the day. I remember hearing that all the time when we grew up. We go into the root lady, she's going to get this out of our house. Everybody knew what I'm talking about. You go get the Native American, the Senecas at that time, and they'll do the spell and get the shit out your house. You got people from Louisiana who put spell on men, put their period, all these are potions. You heard it?
East Bayou. That made me think about East Bayou. I think Samuel L. Jackson was in that movie.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson. They know about this occult, about this underground occult of ours that we have, of the spiritualism of the root peoples. The documentaries ain't never been going to be told on this one because the white people's going to them having orgies to get rheumatism out of them. You see, y'all don't want to hear that, but I'm doing the whole show this month. I'm going to do the whole show.
And I got an answer to your question about by the way, with the yellow fever in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is the right answer, but this is in that same encyclopedia. Now, this chapter is entitled Diseases in African Slavery in the New World. So basically it's saying that diseases played a pivotal role in the economic history.
Yes,
money.
Right.
Of African slavery in the Americas, as well as in the experiences of the Europeans in both Africa and the New World.
The trade
in African peoples caused an unforeseen exchange of pathogens that changed the course of history. The old world pathogens introduced into the Americas by both Africans and Europeans irreversibly changed the disease environment across the various climate and geographic regions of the New World. So
now that
the key word I keep saying here is pathogens.
Pathogen. That makes sense because remember, a lot of what they did You bringing over people. That's why they said you got to get vaccines to go to Africa. Prior to COVID, there was a thing that some people, you had to get shots to go to certain parts of Africa. Now, the situation has been direly and changed. I don't know if you got to get COVID tests with it. All I know is back in the day when Ashwa Kwesi was taking people to Egypt, they had some that did not. They had some that did have. I know some people to Africa drank the water, died. We know some people from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That, they died drinking that water over there. So they know you can't drink the water, obviously. So that means your body is not really there. You might go back. I mean,
anybody who been overseas and deployed, just like when I was over there in Iraq, Kuwait, we couldn't drink the water. They had to import bottled water from Kuwait for us just to drink it.
Right. So that tells you a lot right there. Tells you a lot about the DNA makeup that everybody tried to claim started from there. You know, you can believe what you want. Facts will prove that why you got to get shot, why you can't drink the water, why you can't do these certain things, why you can't eat the native food, because you ain't used to eating that. You ain't never ate monkey brains. You ain't never ate a gazelle. You ain't never ate hippopotamus. You ain't never ate it. Some of this is dinosaur food, actually. Some of these species. If you look at some of the length of alligators here, y'all don't eat alligators.
Right. I was just getting ready to say that. Alligator, crocodile, possum,
yeah, y'all don't eat
you
that.
Know, rabbit.
Y'all eat that. Unless you down here. Unless you in Florida or parts of Louisiana. Yeah, bayou area. You're going to eat them. Your body will eat. Just like that lady. I'm trying to get y'all who's trying to use this so-called food bullshit. That's a war they put in your mind about what you can't eat now. I bet your ass would eat that shit if you ain't had no goddamn food with that lying bullshit y'all talking out there.
But see, that's what this part of the new Green Deal is pushing. They're trying to get people to eat bugs now.
Yeah. Oh, people eat bugs in the world. See, the thing is, they're not saying something that's
mm-hmm.
not new. Just people who eat insects. They garnish them up, put honey on them because they're high in protein. They got people who eat roaches. It's because you don't eat a roach don't mean that other people ain't eating roaches.
Right.
That's the key. That's a small-minded people who think because you don't eat something, the rest of the world is supposed to be like you. You've been brainwashed, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. What you won't do, somebody else will.
Somebody else will do. What you claiming you won't do, bullshit, you lying, plain and simple, because you ain't been put up against the wall, everybody. See, some of us have.
Just like Elon Musk said, he wasn't going to take the shot. His family turned around and got it. Now he's sick.
Yeah, he got the shot. Now, the thing about that is, did he get the shot? I mean, when I say he get the shot, did he fake? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad you brought that up.
Deepfake.
Deepfake. Because everybody, like when I play this deepfake for y'all later on this program, even, what's the brother, God. I can see him right clear as day. Our famous actor, Lean On Me, man. Lean On Me. Morgan Freeman is in a commercial, y'all, about deepfake. They saying, is this Morgan Freeman? And then Morgan Freeman and deepfake say, I am not Morgan Freeman, but he is. They know about it. They know about it. They know that you, and you know what's happening, everybody? I'm going to tell y'all. See, money is a bitch. They can now, they don't need actors. They don't need actors. We'll just digitally use your likeness. You start the contract saying, I can use your likeness. Even Snoop and all them say that on all this TikTok. Well, you know, you signed the contract. If they want all your likeness and rights, okay, they got it. Now they don't need
you physically.
The
NCAA, yeah.
They don't need you physically. They don't need you physically no more. They going to only use you for a commercial or two, but a movie deal that costs to pay you all that money. They're going to use your deep fake license because you cite your contract saying, and my likenesses and all that, license to them and MGM and all that, Fox, whatever the hell. That's why we don't even know if the newscast, this is how deep this is going to be when y'all hear this later. See, you don't even know if Trump's going to say something crazy because it may not be Trump. You don't know if that's Biden at all. You think you know. But I guarantee you by the end of this program, you're going to second guess your mind. Guarantee it. That's how you deprogram. You must second guess
just,
that crazy
just
man.
Just like that football player from Buffalo that collapsed.
Oh, he's all on the news now. They're trying to. Now, I only brought
if that's
small
him.
Forces.
If he they didn't are, die. Like I said, everything on the table now.
I see stuff like, damn, did he die? They even got stuff saying that the family said he's dead. I said, well, that made up? I don't know. But I know one thing.
Mm.
We said the controversy was coming. We said it was controversial. It is controversial. Anytime you got people gravitate to the story still, because there's too much refusals behind that story. He said he's been saying, I got to tell you before, deep fake is so real now. Y'all better look this up. That's why we're doing this program, because especially our history. Black history is the biggest deep fake in the world. In the world. The biggest deep fake is black history. 3364.
Yo, Yehudu family.
What's up, my brother? Appreciate you.
Hey, what you talking about is NIL, name, image, and likeness.
That's right.
What Dave Chappelle said. The clone Dave Chappelle said. He signed that contract where they got his ass in perpetuity. Y'all know what perpetuity is?
Yes.
Damn. All into the universe. If his ass goes to another planet, he owned by them, man. Yeah, man. I've been told by two or three different people that know more than me. We got one more play coming, y'all. Mm. And it's going to be nasty. One more play. You said, I heard something. I said black play, yellow play.
The black play. I said and, black play. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said the black play.
We got one more play coming, man. And
I
to
said
Africa,
the black play.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
If I got to go over to Africa to take a goddamn shot, hell no. I ain't going nowhere to take a damn shot unless
that's
it's
right.
Some damn ice on the glass, man. That's the only shot I'm taking, bro. I'm tired of being goddamn Frankenstein, man. I've been Frankenstein the whole fucking night, man. I've been operating
on the
man.
That was the
bro.
Best line.
What's
he
up?
Said the only shot is ice on
in the glass, bro. That's it. That's
that. I love it, man.
Hey, that's
good.
It, bro.
That is, that is good. That's good.
Let's some Jack Daniels or Uncle Deere's or something. That's the only shot I'm taking. Hell, no. You're going to have to go across the street. Hell no, bro. So, y'all do what y'all want to do. But there's one more play coming, man. I like that what you put when they supposed to shot. That's American balloon, man. Okay,
yeah.
That's American shit.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
Faking out
yeah.
Lying on China, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like
why
y'all,
would you,
man.
Yeah. Why would you send that across? That's almost impossible.
Yeah.
You're going to let another country put a balloon from the West Coast practically all the way across to South Carolina. What kind of...
Because see, go back to 1948 when that's supposed to be, they called them aliens Roswell. What the fuck
right.
They saying? They said that was a balloon, right? Didn't they say that?
Right. They said it was a balloon. Yes,
so
they said.
So they running the same game again about some goddamn balloon, man. That's American shit. And they had brought that old clone out Biden with them shades on. You know what
okay.
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He shot
yeah.
That shit down. That's some
yeah.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah. I seen the clone.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you said it. You
yes,
vindicated
sir.
On that one. You claimed. You sure. That's what I say. Y'all got to realize what y'all saying permeates across all the galaxy, because what happens is you don't know who really listening to these things. And so
hey, one more
is,
thing, man.
How this play coming?
They got this gain of function where they making animals mutate they disease to humans. So guess
right.
What the last are gonna be? Off an animal everybody loved. They already fucked up the chickens up. So they got one more animal to fuck with. You know what it is? How y'all gonna catch that last play? Know what it is?
A cow?
You done said. No, man. Everybody got a fucking dog. All y'all kissing and fucking them dogs. The dog gonna kill y'all ass, man. They already told you the Omega, the end, after the end, the dog, the cute dog, and that dog gonna kill y'all ass. All you motherfuckers that got dogs and fucking dogs and kissing dogs, that dog gonna kill your ass the last play, man. I love y'all. Peace and bless. I'm mute myself.
Atomic dog.
Atomic dog.
Yep.
Hey, man, I love that one. That's hey, but I'm gonna tell you something. They don't even know the clips I play. Watch what he said be on the clip. They see it's the way they're doing it. See, remember, they spraying. The dogs got a sensory nose. They able to smell shit and they go and lick on shit. And when y'all find out this new technology, because unfortunately technology is here to stay, believe what I'm telling you. We know for sure. Believe me. All you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, it's real. It's real. It's real. Let me get one more caller. But I got to tell you, the religion, in order to follow something like this, you got to be regimented. The word religion means regimented. You got to be regimented. You got to be in this from the beginning. You got to be almost embodied in this religion that they created to create what they're going to want you to do. And a lot of people will sacrifice their kids. They've been doing it. See, here's where y'all don't want to get. I'm going to bring it to the simple analogy. See, if you're getting a check to create a dementia in your kid or to create your kids so you could, they find out, you know, if your kid's got a problem, they come to the mom and them, she need the money or the daddy is not there, whatever the case may be, and they get you to give your kid psychotropics. First and foremost, they're going to give you more money. The more crazy the kid has become, the more you let them utilize your kid, they'll give you more money. This has been done. I'm going to do a program on this. Y'all going to be mad, but it's factual, so who cares?
There ain't nothing to be mad about the truth.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I'm just telling people who are listening for the first time. I'm telling my job, not really y'all, but out there, people who are listening, because the lines are lit. Let me just say this. You know people doing it. You got family members who are doing it. You know that people will do anything with their kids. People will let their daughters sleep with their boyfriends just to keep a person. You've seen it on movie shows. So obviously this is based on reality, because they don't make movies without being some reality involvement or some realism involvement in the, you know, thinking. So,
speaking of men sleeping with daughters, you know, the other day, Kim Fox dropped the
charges,
abuse charges for R. Kelly, Cook County. I said, well, look at that.
Look at that. Yeah, they was coming after, they needed her, but he going to jail anyway. But I thought it was strange that
right.
she played her role. She had nothing. The power struggle. She got the, you would think she would have stuck up for women. Even though it was just been a sentimental value, because basically he was going to jail anyway, everybody. But she refused, so she got paid off because she in cahoots with that cartel of sex traffickers. R. Kelly's a star.
Our handler is George Soros. We've been saying it for how long now?
There you go. Now her handler is George Soros. R. Kelly, them know they're dealing with a lot of this. What we call the Kazar banking system. So he know his mm-hmm. hands are tied. They put him in jail. He might make some songs and be able to send some tracks out over time, because they're going to, you know, because he didn't squeal. One thing about that, he never went rogue and said, I was dope. So he had enough sense not to be killed in prison or get killed somewhere else. But
right.
he had enough sense to know that. So everybody should realize that his hands are tied. He could have told on a lot of people. Truthfully, everybody.
Because if it was really that bad, that's another deep fake. When the stories first came out, oh, he lost his record deal and they put all his music. His music is still on Apple now and Amazon.
That's right.
Why they didn't pull his shit?
They ain't gonna pull that. They ain't gonna pull that. And matter of fact, if you notice, I'm gonna tell you how the music industry magic works. Anderson, the drummer who played with he did a DJ skit. And I guess they wasn't dancing hard enough. So this is all during the time, though, this weekend of R. Kelly, Anderson Peck, the one who played the drums, good brother played the drums with Soul Sonic. He says out there, it's out there, y'all seen the TikToks, I watched it.
Oh, he's on Dr. Dre's label, Anderson Park, yeah.
Anderson Park, yeah. He did a thing, but he told the people, if you don't start dancing, I'm going to play R. Kelly, the same weekend that this so-called thing came out. So it's all contrived, like they get together and they'll make these agreements and shit and say, hey, say this on this and say it on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty obvious now by now, y'all. You can see that this really a scripted, very well scripted play. The question to everybody out there, our participation, we have no choice. It's about the degrees of participation. Just like the Matrix movie, you see they had to participate in the Matrix. When they got out the Matrix, they were supposed to be in this Zion, which is a New Age movement term, but
in the world, but not of the world.
Of the world, correct, right. So there you go. So that's automatically showing you the same story as the Bible is. It says, come out of her, my people. It knew you couldn't leave it. It knew you couldn't, go to Africa. It means mentally just get out of it. It would stress you out. Stress kills you more than anything now. And that go for a lot of things. It could be a lot of connotations. I'm just going to go into the higher level. It could be for anything, girlfriends, fathers, sons, family members. But I'm going to give it to you, and what they try to put it to you is now, get out of her mentally, because they want you to be totally engulfed mentally. mentally into this. Fake or not, that's the key. Now, the key to all y'all
just
talking
like
about
the
here,
thing with China, people do you research? Well, y'all know China and America are working together. They keep what they say on basically what I'm saying is what they put on mainstream news media, 99.9% of it, you got to think the opposite of what they saying.
Say the opposite. Now, yeah, Mount Two used to say that back in the day. If it say left, say you go right. I'm never going to debate that one because that's just common sense that your opposition got two train of thought to thought. He ain't going to just give you one plan. He might show an oppositional plan, but it's just like playing chess. I'm supposed to bluff you to do that. Not knowing that I'm bluffing you. That's the whole game of all this. I love chess. I might lose, but I still love playing it. I might win, but I still love playing it. That's one of the best games out. And we should not want to be pawns. I'll tell you that right now. And those of you listening, women, I'm talking to you right quick. All y'all out there. See, undercover, the men is worshiping you. Secretly. Y'all allowing it because it's narcissistic. Y'all happy, actually. Y'all don't even know it. Y'all don't mind that. Y'all think it's cute that the men, because y'all the main ones promoting it on all media. Most evil device invented in America.
Hey, Bo, look what happened in Memphis, man. That bro that was fucking the police officer and Tyree, all right? They got Tyree killed over that pussy, man. That pussy hell, bro.
I heard the same thing you heard. Somebody called it. I said, damn. I said, true. He said, yeah, man, I heard it on. I said, okay, cool. And I thought about it. I said, that's the only way I could see a police grabbing somebody and jacking his ass up. Because it had to be something that was premeditated. They knew they was going for this dude. So I couldn't think of the reason until
it
I heard
it. It was almost like a hit.
Yeah, a hit for whatever he did. And would have got away with it, but see, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Like I say, deep fake, a lot of shit going on. Now, I gotta ask y'all some questions now with this. They know they on camera. That's another thing about this. And now that they've done this, what's the cry? Police reform. Police reform. So they going back at that cry again.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you say somebody said on the field last week they was all in the same fraternity?
Same fraternity.
That was a ritual.
Yeah, that was a ritual killing.
It had to be.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at some ways that y'all. Now again, I'm glad to see before I play this up, I'm just telling y'all that underneath
and
all
tied
this,
in with Martin Luther King because Black history is all over that too.
Memphis, they're right, they put it in Memphis.
Memphis.
They knew it was gonna get high level profile. Judge Joe Brown ain't came on yet. I ain't seen him. I've been looking for Judge. Come on somebody's show because that's your county that you want to be the mayor in, and you should know.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah.
I listened to a show Friday, man.
Okay, thank you.
He said the same thing we said, man. That was a booty call gone bad, man. Bro was fucking the man police old lady, man. Brown said the same thing we said, man.
Okay.
A booty call gone bad.
Boy, I said, man, that's amazing. And I know he know about booty calls because I have just seen Judge Joe Brown. I watched the old Rick James on the Judge Joe Brown court show. That shit was hilarious. And Judge Joe Brown had to be partying with Rick James. Judge, come on, tell me you party with Rick. Come on. Please, what, just come on with it. That's going to make it happen. But no, I heard the same thing, and it's sad nonetheless. I may make a light of it, but it's just weird that to be seen, and this is going to be over sex. No doubt about it. Go be over sex. Again, why sex? Everybody, you got to know. If you watch any of the killing channels, ID, what I want to do for my man, everything is based. I've been saying it forever. I'm going to keep saying it. Everything based on sex. The whole thing. The whole friggin' thing is based off the sex of the trilateral God.
Who is Zion? Zion. Zion is Isis. Is Osiris. What is Israel? Is Ra. El is Isis. Ra, the Egyptian sun god. El, the god of the Levant. Who is Elizabeth? El, Isa. Beth, the god of the Levant. Isa is Isis. Beth is the second Hebrew letter, meaning house. Therefore, Elizabeth means house of the sun and moon. Who is Solomon? Sol, oh, Mun. Sol is the sun. Mun is the moon. Zion, Israel, Elizabeth, Solomon, all mean one thing. The sacred hermaphrodite, popularly known as Shiva, the sacred hermaphrodite manifests in many forms. Ahura Mazda of the Zoroastrians took on a hermaphroditic form when he gave birth to fire and the luminaries. In Buddha's female form, she is called Tara. The god reputedly worshipped by the Knights Templar was Baphomet, who was represented by Eliphaz Levi as a goat-headed hermaphrodite. Even Jesus Christ was subjected to a forced dual nature during his crucifixion. His wound, inflicted by Pontius Pilate, is symbolic of a bleeding vulva. The root of the word hermaphrodite refers to the god Hermaphroditos, who was born of the union between Aphrodite and Hermes. Upon his union with the nymph Salmasis, he became a being of both sexes. The union of the sexes is most succinctly represented by the seal of Solomon, which in turn represents the crux of creation, known as the Holy of Holies.
The Holy of Holies is what? The vagina.
Hermaphroditus, son of God, so afraid of air.
2034, you want to hear? 2034. 2034.
Jay Bone, how y'all doing? Good to hear y'all today.
Appreciate you calling. You know that. Mm-hmm.
Look, you were talking about the Hollywood and the movies and the actors and how they turn all of their proprietary information over to the
right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I found this movie, and a lot of everything you're talking about is in some movie. It's amazing mm-hmm. how many things you cover mm-hmm. are in movies. The name of the movie that is in is called The Congress.
Mm.
The Congress. It's by Robin Wright is in the movie, and so it's this guy, Paul Giamatti. He played, who did he play? He played one of the presidents, that's a good movie. You might want to check that movie.
Yeah, we're going to check it. Yeah, the Congress. It's don't worry, I'm writing it down. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that's pretty much all I wanted to input. I'm listening in, and I'm, you know, in the world and not
well,
let me ask you,
what's your thoughts? I still want your thoughts. What's your thought about Africa, or if you heard earlier, about them apologizing, and this is the richest countries of Africa, and we never, like, took advantage of that, which is kind of strange.
Well, the first thing I thought about when you said that was, what year did the dude do that? Because there's
2018.
Okay, see, there's a lot of alignment going on with Africa and the European nations, as mm-hmm. well as over here, as you know. And people these days and probably in history have taken concession. They've done things to get for gain, you know?
Right.
So
right.
that could have, to me, that could have been the thing where, you know, okay, I'm going to say this, and you're going to give us, $300 million? Okay, I'll say it, because niggas do it all the time.
Right.
You know, my primary stand these days is people are killing people by doing their job.
Right.
Because the saying is, I'm just doing my job. Yeah, but you killing people.
I'm
while
just
you doing
my
your job.
Job.
Where's
Correct.
Your conscience? Where's
right.
your conscience?
Right.
So too many people thought. Don't have a conscience. Too many people don't have a conscience these days. So, yeah.
Now, you're right. It's a conscious thing, because if you know you did something and you have reaped the benefits for all these years and all you can give is an apology, that means basically you can't do nothing. So your hands are tied. So you put it much very elegant and to the point. Their hands tied. They can't do nothing no more but say they sorry and about all they're going to be able to do. So, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. That's just the way this is. Again, what's your thoughts on the women? I'm bringing some more calls in with this, because I'm saying they using y'all energy to a point where they know if they get y'all to say we hate babies. Now, I'm not saying y'all on this line. I said if they can get a consensus of women to say, yeah, let's kill a 9-month-old baby. And I'm saying to myself, I heard y'all say earlier, if they want the blood of a baby, imagine as the baby mature, how many more organs they can get out that baby with through the DNA of it almost being mature. I said, man, that's amazing science. I go look it up. And wouldn't you know? I mean, somebody need to read Gang of Function. We're going to do a show on Gang of Function. I know we talk about it, but do y'all know what Gang of Function is? It just ain't in animals now. It has to be able to go into a human body. And so,
well, it's not just the babies, because I was reading an article, I think yesterday. I forgot what state it was, but, like, they were telling the incarcerated people, if you decide to donate your organs, we'll let you out early, no matter what crime you committed.
Right. Imagine somebody telling you that.
That might have been California. I'm not really sure. It's one of them states.
Don't y'all just Google what he said. It'll pop up. Let me get 1-877. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, the dogs, man. With that gain of function, they make this shit jump species, man.
Jump species.
One poison and virus in one animal, and that shit jump from animal to animal.
The
last animal going to be that human. That dog got it. Y'all going to get it. That's got them dogs, man.
That's right.
What I've been told.
That
gain of function going to get y'all, man.
I believe that's why I just said what you said. We just reiterating all that y'all been saying so it can make one big, luscious circle. 1-877.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dry Bones.
All righty. We got to have you. This is hot, but we get this Black History thing getting hot. Go ahead. It's on you.
Yeah, Black History Month. I guess I never really got into doing a whole lot of research on Black History Month, but that story that you played earlier on that movie, what was that movie called? The movie of the lady that said, showed her history in the 60s, Dry Bones. Hello? Okay. I'm not sure what that movie was. I don't know if anybody on the show, do they know what that movie was called?
It's about Mississippi and the slaves in Mississippi.
It was Mississippi Slaves?
I don't remember. It has to do with the lady that was a slave in Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah, up to the late middle 1960s.
Okay, so she was a slave up until, okay. Mississippi. Okay, I'm going to have to look into that. Was it a documentary or a movie?
What happened?
Okay, it was a documentary? Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna definitely check that out. That was pretty interesting to know something like that happened. So thank you for sharing that. But I also wanted to comment on the balloon.
Okay, go ahead.
Another brother said that he thought that it was the United States balloon. The balloon was. I did look into that, because that's kind of crazy as hell. That about the balloon. And what the purpose is. The balloon came out on the 28th of January. And it came in the Atlantic. I mean, not the Atlantic. Where's the snow at, guys?
The Pacific. Came through the Pacific.
No, I'm talking about where the aliens are located. What's that?
Roswell.
Antarctic.
It came from Antarctica?
That's where it started coming in on the 28th of January.
Antarctica.
And then And then they started seeing it in Montana.
Okay.
So that means it came in on the 28th, and look at the direction. And the Montana is over there where our the military bases are located, military bases. So they didn't let us know about it until about 3 days ago. They let it, you know, go on off the radar for like 2 days before they let us know.
So you think that's normal? You don't think that's normal, do you?
So basically, they said it was built, the size of it is three school buses long.
Okay.
And we've had some planes collide, guys, you know, and just 2 weeks before they let us know, in JFK, two planes almost hit together, okay, because there was an interception with the pilot's communication. Now, I was reading up, and I send this over to you as well, Al Jazeera, because see, here, guys, we have to not listen to our news verbatim, you know, because they don't share that information. Other countries are providing news that's more accurate. So I looked at Al Jazeera news on this balloon because this shit is kind of freaking me out a little bit. And you know, this is Black History Month, so I think that my intellect level should, you know, rise.
Okay, let's hear it.
Anyway, so what I'm thinking is that was the reason for the airplane, because that the balloon, in order for them to gather information, it has to be the same level as the plane. You know, it can't, if the satellite was higher, you're not getting that much of information. So
you think the plane? Now, hold on, let's get this clear, because
So the balloon is on the same size as the length of the airplanes.
Okay.
So therefore, the airplanes, I believe that these balloons here is to get military secrets from us, because that's where they were flying around the military bases. Okay. And then they also stated that Trump, now whenever they get caught, they said Trump had allowed these balloons to come three times under his administration, which is total flat out lie. So what if the reason for these balloons is for them to come and attack us militarily?
Yeah. Now, I heard people say different things. But I'm just going to say this.
And Biden administration allowed.
Hold on. They all got to be together, because, come on.
And they flew it down today, South Carolina.
They blew it down. They went to South Carolina to blow it down when they could have blown it. Hold on now. Let's make some sense out of this. You just said they had a two-day skit, deepfake right there, because they knew what it was during that time. When they did it two days before they let it know, they already knew what it was. You ain't going to tell me we ain't got technology for it, because they got it. They let that go through because it's a psyop. They want to scare. So when something does come over, they want to scare. That's all. They want to create some hype bullshit so they can make that shit go, because the military would have shot it down in the 2 days, and you would never know nothing about it. Nothing about it.
Right. So, and then they blame it on Trump. Now they blame it on Trump. Why would they
do it? That might be the key.
And you said that Didn't you say you read something that
Trump said, I'll go on his thing, because, you know, we went to the Trump had where he said he, if elected, he wants to do the Star Wars. Remember the Reagan thing where they put a shield over us and nothing could penetrate us. That's what he said at one of his conferences. He haven't done any rallies lately, but I'm telling y'all, I'm not going for any of nobody's okie doke. I don't care who they are right now, because if you went met with Klaus Schwab, and I got the list, I will play that next week. The list of people, politicians that went to this man and pretty much bowed down is phenomenal for a man who's not even a politician.
I got proof that Trump is working for China. He's a puppet. He's a stew. So we can stop all that bullshit about he ain't with them people. He's with them.
Yeah, he with them too.
How many times do I want to keep saying that?
What kind of proof do you have?
Tell them what you find.
Okay, I'm glad you asked me that. It's a book called The Meaning of the Word America, The Reptilian Serious Connection.
There you go. So
it's on Amazon.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at this Trump thing too.
So that book,
now,
so that,
hold on,
can I ask a follow-up?
Yeah, you can hold on, but I want to make some clarity on this because I know everybody. I don't care how you believe in stuff. It's an individual thing. I said Trump will be used. When we first said it, the Trump card, we show you. I mean, he had a lot. He can only give you so much truth. But the key is the man did get happy over warp speed. I don't know if he was told we're gonna kill you. I can't be, you know, for sure on nothing on that level. But I'll say this much:
red and blue working together, man.
I do see a problem that Diamond died. People are dying. We see all the evidence. Trump and them have not come out and said, yeah, this is the time you should be going crazy about Dr. Fauci. Don't you think? I mean, this is the time, if you're going to tell me that the people are dying right now of this shot, let's go with that premise. And I know Trump tried to warn us. He gave us some alternatives. He did do all that. I know he said, well, you could take this, you could take that. But he was told to say warp speed, and he was told to say it's safe. And then when he got vaccinated, and then supposedly got sick, and was able to come through it, my mind was okay. Looks kind of strange. Then we start thinking, did he really take a real shot like the placebo? You know, they can give you a placebo.
Same thing what we just said a few minutes ago by Elon Musk. Was it a deep fake?
Yeah, deep fake, a placebo, so we could take it. Now, the thing about this is there's no he didn't put any law at all to save us just in case this was going to kill us. And so we can't sue nobody. Nobody can be sued.
Right.
And then the time that he should have, now you could agree with this or not, but let's just say the time, we had a good time, enough time to analyze his candidacy. We didn't say he didn't do any things that was deep. What we're saying is when it got time for the vaccination program, that's where he lost his own people. They started going crazy because what happened was everybody thought Trump was going to arrest Biden and all them. And then we find out Mike Pence and them. So there we see the Mike Pence story in there. We see all what y'all saying about the rhino, but he can't save it by himself. So basically, either he took some type of a lead. Now, I'm going to say this. Trump got to be working with one of the fractions out of the German Irish or the Germans. Period, because his name
and
is.
And you know what? Just to satisfy the sister question, when you do that show, I will have my proof ready to back up what I'm saying, because I don't make up no stories.
Hot point. I love it. Hot points. Go ahead.
Okay.
Come on, you got
this
it. Go.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying here, my brother, with all due respect. Whenever we get facts and evidence about the Democratic Biden administration, the first response people always say is, Trump did it.
Trump did it.
So my point is right here is this. I asked you, what was your proof, right? I can give you nothing but facts. It's common sense that we have the President of the United States that's known to be a dementia, that was not too bright, and black people flocked to vote for him because they don't like Trump, right?
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is right now, he allowed for more. We don't know. We don't know if this damn thing was been flying around just 2 weeks ago when these two planes crashed.
What I'm saying to you is
I've given you facts that this.
You ain't getting no facts about Trump
under this administration.
No, I'm not talking about Trump right now.
I'm talking about the Biden administration.
Nobody's going to debate that. Has allowed this thing to come in play, right?
Right. And then what I said after that was the Biden administration came out and said Trump allowed the balloons to come in.
I don't know if you can still hold on. I don't want to hold the whole show going back and forth.
I'm just going to say this. The Democrats and Republicans are working with the New World Order.
Right.
Point blank. both of them. That's my point.
Hold on, calm down. First of all, ain't nobody talking about Trump like you are. So you might be to join the Trump. I'll say this, Trump, the Democrats, you ain't trying to do that. We already know what you're trying to do. The Democrats,
the Democrats always use Trump. It's hearsay.
People write books all the time. Have you read the book? You don't even know where we got the information from. Books are coming from investigation. But why are you trying to why are you debating about this? And we just told you Trump is not, we ain't saying he did. We say he was told to do this. He had no choice. Now, whether or not he becomes more involved is the question. But far as saying Trump ain't got nothing to do with the Illuminati and all that, Trump is with the Illuminati. Trump could never be president of the United States.
That.
Right, but
I never proved that Trump doing this.
Right, but I don't even know why you're going through this. Why are you debating this, sister? Why are you debating this? It don't even make sense what you're saying. We already got that Trump is with him. I mean, if you don't believe that, that's on you. But Trump is with him. It's impossible for us to keep going through this saying he's not. Trump had to know. Now, whether or not he's been told to do a certain job is debatable. You don't know what job he's been told to do because you know he's with him. And you just said that he could have, you believed at one time too, he was going to arrest everybody. He didn't do that. So you should be wondering why he telling people about arresting people, got his people saying arrest him. We all thought he was going to arrest people and he did not. He got that.
But,
that was all
and it's just like not picking on
all
the system. We got to ask this question again. Just like with the governor of Georgia, why is the governor of Georgia with the governor of Illinois, Democrat, Republican at the World Economic Forum? Having meetings and talking
meeting.
And stuff.
Right. And then Trump was there himself. Trump met with the guy.
Okay, well,
can I respond to what he just asked me? More callers. We just need more callers because we got you where you're coming from. We respect that. But it's not about trying to protect Trump no more. Trump is doing what he's supposed to do. If Trump
okay,
is going to save us.
Okay, brother, keep talking. I'll go ahead and pause myself.
I mean, you do what you feel. I mean, I'm just saying, you getting mad about us saying, we don't want to hear about Trump being defended. It's nothing about you debating that no more. That's over with. Now, if you could give us some information what Trump going to do as his next campaign, what do you think he's going to stand on? Besides what I said earlier about this so-called shield. What do you hear he's going to do?
What I fear is this right here. I never once said that Trump was totally innocent. I'm telling my black people as this right here is we have to look at the other people as being 10 times worse than this man.
Ten times worse.
This man has protected us.
You're saying
he has sold his
protected, protected
to the
hold on time. Protected
and
us from what? The
too.
Shot? The
he's
shot,
nowhere
the shot.
Near the villain that we have elected.
Hold on. No one say he's a villain. See, that's what you tried to. You maybe should be the next diamond as well because well, one said that. All
I
we
said
she did.
The villain.
I said Diamond was more on Trump's jock than you are, and she's dead. And right now, I'm being real.
He got
real.
A lot of blood on his. He have a lot of blood.
So what? So why do you want to be your blood on? I'm talking about what's your purpose of debate, right? Right. So I mean, stop it. Stop it, please. It don't make sense to defend something that the man has allowed to be killed. No, the question is, we both agree with you that Trump ain't the real villain. Obviously, they all met with Klaus Schwab. He's a real villain. Trump is just a puppet to me right now. He's not no way ever going to stop Klaus
he's
Schwab.
Nowhere near. He has to sell out his house for a vaccine, but he is nowhere near trying to kill the economy and kill the country. That's all I'm trying to say. And none of them perfect.
But
you look at the two evils that you can never
okay,
side
well, you should
with
be,
one of them.
Campaign,
right
now. You could be the next diamond. I suggest you campaign for his what's the name? That's what I suggest. Let's take some more calls because, I'm with it. You want to be that much, call us campaign, say I could be the next diamond. 1300, you on the Helios because we ain't playing with you today. Wait till y'all see 12 o'clock. I'm going to hear how you're going to explain that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro, just coming in here making sure I got in on the in the queue before 12 o'clock. It's almost 12 o'clock, bro.
Now, yeah,
I'm
get
in
here
cleaning some fish again. But,
man,
what
up against some fish? All this damn fish you cooking, man. We need some fish. Come on. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know the specs, you know the specs pop during the winter because they come up to the surface, right?
I know where you at. We know you're over there. Hey.
Yeah.
Keep yourself on mute, though. You won't come on. Just mute yourself. That's all.
Yes, sir.
I won't take
sir.
You out. I'll bring you in. All right. Let me go to 4853.
Greetings. Is it possible that we could choose, or should I say that the so-called American people, United States citizens, could choose somebody else instead of either one of those two.
That's impossible.
And that person,
they're fixated.
And that
they're
person
fixated. Else. They're fixated, man. And so the minds of the people is only Trump and Biden. And I wish we could
pay
get somebody.
Me. Pay me. Yeah. I'll be the voice. Put me up there.
I know
there.
You would.
Tell me what y'all want me to do. Say.
But the brother said, is this, hey.
I'll do it again. Just tell me what y'all want me to
do. You said you'd do it again.
Put everything on the table.
She did it.
Hey, we got a picture in the house. Hey, who's that guy?
I'll be the face.
Okay.
All right.
I'll
be y'all puppet.
Okay, let her boy finish his thoughts, and we'll let you collaborate. You and sister, y'all could get on the phone. Go ahead, brother. Finish your thought right quick so we get some more calls.
I don't know. That sounds like some Tevin Campbell too. Tell me what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Go ahead, man.
Hooky, plain hooky. Now, I'm just wondering, you know, because these are the things, and it seemed like the more people think things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah.
Anytime the threshold's on election, some kind of new virus comes out, you know,
right.
something crazy and somewhat unique kind of happened, just like what some people are saying. How the hell a balloon that size going to travel through the sky over a country that's more paranoid than, you know, a mob figure that's killed the Don, you know, how is that going to happen? Mm. A lot of these things don't make no sense, but that's all I want
makes
to ask
no,
that one question.
No, right. I'm glad you asked, because again, what the sister was saying, I'm not saying it didn't make sense. I'm just saying for the sake of was that she thought it was based off that they actually allowed that to happen because China wanted to see it. And I'm saying the only way China, from my this experience in talking to people in the military, were able to allow that happen, China would have to have that as a superior weapon, or they either threatened to, if you explode it, this is the only way this could work. I'm going to give y'all a scenario. I'll let you to go first, brother, and then anybody else want to jump on that. So, only way they could have let that happen if they had said, if you hit this, it's a electromagnetic pulse weapon, and it would just tear up the weapon. That's the only way that was able to leave without being touched, unless they told you, go ahead and hit it and see what happens. And that would be oh shit. That's the only way I can see them saying that. Now, if that
I agree with that, Dry Bones, because how about during that war in the 40s with so-called Hitler, how about a submarine popping up in New York Harbor? You know,
right.
It's just like so many things that it's like, how did this happen? You
how
know?
Did this happen?
Right.
I think it was during Obama.
It's an inside job. It's an inside
there you
job.
Go.
Inside
that
job.
Part.
Okay.
Right. They're working together.
Now the difference is they're working right. That's why I keep saying, for the sake of all y'all listening, keep yourself here. I'm going to bring y'all. Let me get 3318. That's you. I'm going to new caller. I'll bring you in a few minutes. 1 minute. The problem is, I say, y'all all hitting it. It's just that we got to make it where some type of, because something's got to be like discussed. If you're going to say one thing about the Trump and Biden, our people are brainwashed to hate Trump. That is not made up. That's factual. The thing about it is, now that we see his presidency over 4 years, we can only say he ain't have much time to do that much. What he did do, he did say he gonna do. I would agree to that. But let's go with what's going on now. Y'all believe that Trump 4 years, which is symbolic to 400 years. And 400, Trump told, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. See, I told you we were going to get there. See, in 400 years, he told you, in the prophecy, he said, you have nothing to lose. His name is not Trump, but it's a secret name. Trump is the memorial blowing of the trumpets. I told you this
trumpet,
a long time
right.
ago. Yeah, it's a signal. And when the trumpets blew in Jericho, it blew the money changers' wall down.
Get your hand out my pocket.
Right.
The wall of Jericho.
Wide man building your wide man.
Yeah. Yeah, and so now y'all talking. Now, sister brought this up. I'm going to go into that because I told you I ain't going to play with nobody today. See, that's why Trump and his daughter, she had to marry that man. See, I don't understand.
You talking about Jared Kushner?
Jared Kushner.
At Kushner, man. At Kazarian.
Yeah, see. Yeah, see. Do you see how he was able to get that job? Because he was hung with BB. This was all orchestrated. That's why I keep saying, I understand that y'all like people, but you got to look at the call, the unseen eye.
But you got to remember, man, to be president of United Snakes, you either do their job or your ass going to
right,
like JFK.
Right, now, right. If you right, right. If we don't do that, that's what, thank you. I just need y'all to see that picture.
You will you said, dance.
You will
dance.
Dance. Right,
a
coalition.
Dry bones.
There you go. There you go.
Well, I just as a business sense, guys. Let me come at a different way because I don't want to get all beat
business
up and thinking I just love this Trump, Okay, in 4 years, okay, you have the opportunity to witness 4 years of Trump and 50 years of Biden, right? And you don't see in the accomplishments that occurred under the Trump administration, you cannot deny because you saw it. It was wealth building, low gas, low food, wasn't disparity, no wars. Okay? Now, here comes the 2020 came along. The 2020 COVID virus, yeah, Trump got shook, and who knows, maybe the ugly bean came to him and said, you're going to have to support this vaccine.
Maybe.
Okay,
maybe.
Let me just finish right here. So what I'm just saying to my brothers and my black sisters.
You love being confrontational. I love it, though, because ain't nobody saying
that. No, it's not confrontational. It's like I'm trying to reach people, and I'm not trying to be debating. Debating is something
we hate.
Explore things. And the brother
right,
said,
people
why
are going
we need
you
to get rid
Trump,
of both of these people. Right, and the other brother said, which I like what he said, get rid of both of the people. I'm okay with that, too. Whoever replaces Trump
Trump ain't got the heart of American people no more. He might got the hearts of a few. I know white folks. I go to their stuff.
Okay.
You know I do. I go to Republican
right.
shit. And
well,
Republican
as a
Party.
Hold on.
You said your point. We know that Trump made it much more economical, but he only did 4 years. We can't judge. It's a magic number. They only let him do 4 years to see what it could have been. True. But y'all choose it. Because remember now, y'all were all revolting. This is how people don't get it. The most of y'all areas voted for a Democrat, regardless if you voted or not.
True.
Voted for a Democrat. That's a fact. Most of your black family members, everybody. Fuck the city. Just go with your family. Your family primarily.
Start within.
All y'all
exactly. Start within.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Start within. Your family is the main group that
Brian
will go
Washington.
Along with this. Now, hold on. Now, that's my point. So here we go again. Now, does black people know the history? I just told you. That's why it's called DC. I played last week when a dude created the Republican Party was black. Obviously, you have to realize that what we've been talking about on this program is going to come to fruition. The people
Black history fact, the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, and the Super Bowl is going to be played on his birthday. Quick, stop playing with me. Come on.
Yeah, they know. Now they give you the clue. Now
they
know.
We know.
They know.
Well,
they
some
know.
Of us.
We know. Some of us do. Yeah, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying what you're saying is so deep. Now, the reason why I like Trump and the way I like how y'all still see it that way, it's not nothing wrong with seeing this. I'm glad you see it. The problem is the white folks is the ones that seen that they gave the most money. See, that's the problem y'all don't get. See, we could talk about all this shit, but his donors is the ones that...
Political action committees, yes.
Right, yeah, those people. Now, unless we understand this game of politics, your inside,
by
your
financially. That's what I would
right,
like for people to see is politics
right.
is money. It's finance
it's
of your
well,
life.
Dr. Carl Anderson told us that, but we still number six. I mean, we know
people,
it's money. Black people don't
give
no money.
Emotionally. Oh, he's a racist.
Black
that's
people
black
don't give
people
money.
Emotionally.
Most black. Let's be honest.
No, he was good mind control. Made the motherfucker storm in the Capitol, man. That motherfucker's good mind control, man.
No, he good. No, he was good. No, let me say. Now, see.
That's what I'm saying. He's good, man.
Now, the man had a symbol. That's why I understand. See, that's why I say to people, when you in the court world, I have to come back and forth. Common sense will now tell y'all he in the cult world. Didn't his show start Masonically as The Apprentice? That's
ooh.
The first thing. Come on. Come on, man. I try to
he
tell
dry
y'all.
Bones, you ain't right, man. You ain't right. You need to apologize. You've been very bad. Oh,
yes,
you media people are very bad.
I mean, he gave y'all the clues back then. Everybody was like, damn, he made what a hell of a show. He like, I'm giving you
your
first degree. I'm giving you your first degree. And then he got the black chick, Omarosa. Now look at her name. Look at the name, Omarosa.
That's an ugly name.
No, that's a hell of a name in the court world. You just don't know what it means. That's all.
The
let
Rose
me go to
of Sharon. The Rose of Sharon. The Virgin
now,
Mary.
I can't go along what you think you
star
know.
Star
yeah,
brother. The
yeah,
star
if you don't see that, and then what she do?
What does it mean? What does it mean, brother?
Hold on, let me get some more calls. More calls. Hold on. I got one driving. If he's driving, I'm going to tell you, I can't hear you. You might get cut off. That's 1069.
The Rose of Sharon. The Rose of Sharon in the Bible. Just look up the Rose of Sharon.
I hear you now.
Rose of Sharon in the Bible.
Rose of Sharon. Rose of Sharon in the Bible. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, how y'all doing? Let me address this Donald Trump thing because I'm so disgusted. I never seen somebody throw the 666. Hands on my goddamn face more than anything. I've seen that all the time. You're a fool.
Yeah.
You're a fool. He threw the 666. Go look at every video. He's throwing it up.
Yeah, he throws it up.
Now,
hold on.
Anything you can't say that don't count.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, because you say he's throwing it up. I want people who don't understand what he's saying. He do talk injustice. No, he talking justice. His hands,
I don't understand
hands,
what he just said.
Because his hand sign, that's because you don't look at the symbols of the hand sign or how he uses his hands when he does his hand sign, why he holds his hands at his desk. Now, this is the thing I'll be telling y'all. Y'all can talk a lot of shit. If you don't know it, just say you don't know it and stay the fuck quiet and then learn from that. Because by this time, you should know that people are throwing up signs and symbols all day long to live. Now, if that ain't commuting, y'all, ain't my fault.
No, I know about the signs. Yeah.
Okay, but then you know he did.
Okay, so let me ask you,
hold on.
Let me go deep into it. No, I want to question.
You had your time.
Go ahead.
Blonde hair. You're going too far. Blonde hair, blue-eyed what? Blonde hair, blue-eyed what? And what is Trump? Stop playing.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed.
But Caddy, hold on. You are feeding into now because I'm gonna be equally good on everybody because I'm gonna do good and evil everybody. Now you are saying now, if you look at what she's saying, her argument is that she ain't saying that he ain't do something, but you saying that okay, out of his 4 years, which is magical, compared to a guy who's been in politics 50 years and was with the Ku Klux Klan, which one would you think would be more?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's trying to say.
Yeah,
I'm actually because
and blue
I got you. Let me explain it because sometimes your explanation. What would you think? Because I do get what people say. I just want to make sure because everybody can't explain it on a simple level. They got to keep saying tough stuff. All I'm saying to you is if you're gonna look at Trump and you just said he the devil, okay, he the devil, but the question is not that he's just a devil. The degree of one white person who you know we had to deal with compared to Biden. I want you to give it because you've been in D.C. Biden's been in power in Delaware. Delaware is where the corporation is at. And is that correct or not?
Correct.
Okay.
And now,
he's been in power. Now, he's been in power. Let's just get over that part. But he's been in power for 50 years. 50 years. Trump been in politics for 4 years and really has done way more for what would be perceived as Republican prosperity, as the way they say conservative. Now, in her defense...
For the people.
Now, for the people. Now, for you to say what you're going to say, just skip over about the devil part. I got you. Because Elijah Muhammad and all the Yahweh, but Yahweh, I heard all this style time. Let's go with that. How do you look at the politics? You military. Who would you rather serve as a military man? I'm gonna ask you because I gotta ask you because you up there in degrees. I gotta ask you a hard question. Who would you rather serve, far as your military background, Trump
or Biden, then you can say whatever you want after that. Go ahead, because I like to make it hot. Go ahead.
It would have been Trump.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. That's it. So, you feel better? So, Go ahead, brother. I know a question to ask. Go ahead. Jump in.
The reason why I'm addressing that, because the sister, what she's really saying is that she want to keep the white man in power so the black woman can still be so illusionary, dominant over the black man, in which both of them going to get knocked the hell down. So we don't give a damn about no politics.
Right there tells a lot, because he let him talk. You talked a lot. Let this man, he only got him, just got him in the air. You still talking about no brother. He let him talk. You know y'all wicked. I call y'all little all the time. I'm not going to play with that shit. Go ahead, brother.
The reason I'm saying that is because the truth, like they said, the conversation went on about this spy balloon, but no one even looked to see if it's really a spy balloon. So now the conversation is dragged on about coward and China. It's a goddamn UFO.
Okay, hold on.
That's why they can't shoot it down. How scared they look.
Okay, hold on. Let's go with that premise.
Okay, hold on.
I got you. I'd rather you brought that. I'm glad you brought that element in. Now we can get, because you know I love ancient aliens. Now you're going to tell me what I thought about. I didn't want y'all to see if I say it, I sound crazy. But see, that's how good it's at. Now think about it. Were they scared of what they seen, like they was in California when they had the war up in California or Antarctica, the war that happened in Antarctica? That's all. So that makes sense. So give me your perspective, what you think that is.
Well, it's the female messiahs that are here arriving, and so there's going to be a lot of people being put in check. So that's what's going on. And the reason why they couldn't shoot it down, because no balloon is going to fly that high up in the sky, period. And no balloon is going to have a light under there, period. Because if there was a light, there wouldn't be no camera to show any surveillance. So y'all need to stop looking at what they're saying and start looking at what y'all seeing and stop mixing them up. I'm just giving y'all a lesson to learn about their technology. That's all. Mm-hmm. If you've missed it, feel good about it. Now I'm giving you the clues to go back and look at it now. Because everybody going off on the spy plane thing, and now everybody dragging the conversation on and on, and all of this false information, all of it.
No, I'm glad we had that, dude. It's deep fake. The whole show was deep fake. I got all y'all to do exactly what I need to have y'all do. That's the debate the world having right now. So y'all are creating a micro macro. So I'm happy. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going. This is great for me.
Can I say something real quick?
Real quick. Caddy, I got you next. You next. Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead and let Caddy finish the show.
All right, Caddy, finish it, and then let him come in. Go ahead.
I want to say is the only power that's going to come is going to come from you. If you females keep thinking these people, white people, they're going to sit there, just like the preachers. When all the UFOs and shit show up, they're going to say, well, we never promised y'all anything, because ain't no preacher can tell you they can get you to heaven. They can't go there themselves. So they got everybody going around in this BS, and so when real comes, you get scared. Get scared, and you need to be scared. Because you know why? Because God scares. They have fear of God. They don't have no fear of no white boy Jesus.
No, any
white man can come as Jesus, but only a black man is coming as God. And they showed you in that movie with Morgan Freeman and Jim Carrey. Black man is God, period.
Okay,
and
so
everybody's going to bow down to that, and
now,
they will bow down to that.
I put it up there, so I got some calls, but Caddy gonna get a day, because me and him talk all the time, and he a busy man. Believe me, I'm telling you, ain't nobody, brother. Please call me. I want to do that cash app for the Super Bowl, and I got some callers coming in. Those of you who are waiting for the Super Bowl, I know it's coming Sunday. We will do a Super Bowl show that day. Unfortunately, we not in the Super Bowl, but we still going to have a good time nonetheless. Let me just say this with everybody. We need to start realizing. I want to go see some great things in your areas. We got some in our area. And I've been to that pyramid that's in Goose. I mean, y'all have to realize you got so many artifacts in your own area that you ain't even taking advantage of. I'm gonna start putting something together in Airbnbs. Those of you doing Atlanta, Airbnbs, look up there. All you do in areas in St. Louis, well, we hit being, but we got to see our artifacts to get the spirit into us as well. Because remember, you like Stone Mountain, that's granite. Imagine walking on granite, a living stone, or living on living stone. You got to realize now that you're Niagara Falls. Those of you go to Niagara Falls, even if you don't want, just watch Niagara Falls. Just go there to the live event. Don't watch it on TV. Go live and see the raging fury of the falls where they said giants, the giants was once at. And then get your energy back because they're going to try to
usurp. The giants are still there in New York.
Oh, yeah, the giants still in New York. That's right.
New York Giants.
And the buffalo, too. The buffalo was a sacred animal, y'all. And you see the whole northern region of the continental United States, everything, the buffalo all through Colorado, the buffalo, Mantown.
Buffalo soldiers, Colorado Buffalo
yeah,
Bills.
Right.
They put the messages in these sports teams, nicknames.
In these sports teams. Now, Brother Caddy got, Brother Caddy, hold on, Brother Caddy went to D.C.
Right.
This is what the show going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to meet Brother Randy. I know you're listening, Brother Randy. I told y'all. It's about me personally. It's about trying to get the facts out. Facts do hurt. Brother went and got the artifacts. George Washington and all the stories that we have heard, we're going to do something on that. I want y'all to look up these presidents because at the same time, John Hanson is supposed to be right there with them in the first Articles
mm-hmm.
of the Federation. First Articles of the Federation. They're supposed to be right there with them. Now, y'all got to start asking some questions now. Not the 400 years. The 400 years to keep you brainwashed. But that movie, Rogan, where we was in this prison. They got us in a prison of 400 years. Everybody. But when you wake up to the fact that, wait a minute, hold on. Our destiny is the fact that you hate your own land. The question, the whole Bible story, y'all test me if I'm wrong, was that you was promised some land. Ain't that the story? Real estate, the biggest thing on the planet. Chinese know about real estate. That's why they're buying all these apartment complexes and leaving them empty. It's called shuang fu. Get the spirits out. We don't want you. They gonna kill. They want everybody out the spirits, out that house. They buy it empty, and then they cleanse it. It's called shuang fu. That's why they buy it. The Chinese buying all that. They bring their occult world right to us. Because they know where the high temples were at in the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
See,
thing earlier was who's letting them do that? That's the thing.
Oh,
it ain't
yeah.
just they doing it by themselves.
No, they can't.
You
got to
start asking questions.
The question is who are giving them the authorization? Just like all you in the craft know, you got jurisdictions. You know you can't go to everybody's area and do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Go ahead, somebody talk. There you go. I know you're going to get ready. Go ahead, Jim.
Sure, I got my fish cleaned all up. I got my fish all cleaned up. And they
hit them up.
So, yeah, just take a breath for a minute, family, right? I want everybody on the drive on family to take a deep breath and just pay attention. I'm going to give you some real quick data points. You just sent Abram tanks over to a country, but you're steady saying you're not in the war.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another data point. You're sending tanks, just giving billion-dollar Christmas gifts to Zelensky, but over in your country, you can't even come together on your debt ceiling.
Right.
Okay?
Here's another data point. Right.
We are in the middle of multiple psychological operations, especially the one where we as the black civilization of America, we vote blue no matter who. We vote blue no matter who. And that is a brainwashing. Look at this. They've been talking about Trump. This guy has not been in office, allegedly, for 2 years. And they still psychologically draining you on Trump. Biden just came out. When have you ever seen a presidential person go and sit at a police brutality case funeral?
Right.
When have you seen that?
Thank you, man.
So what you got on that damn family that set you up for another psychological operation?
Go ahead. Hold on. Let me finish. Go on. You going hard.
Grab on.
Hold on, everybody. I'd like to let y'all let the brother finish. He only get two minutes. Give him another moment. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Keep going.
And the whole time while all this going on, all these psychological operations are going on, your currency is being devalued worldwide.
Right. Worldwide.
Yes.
It got you so distracted and so deflected with horizontal issues, you can't understand the vertical issues.
There you go.
Right.
You're in the geometry.
You got Chinese guys, UFOs. Come on, man, geometry. Family. The people, and then they got you so deflected, you ain't even paying attention to how this damn cocoa shot is taking your people out.
Yes.
Come on,
now
man.
Now you're talking about
high school player dropped dead with cardiac arrest. High school player dropped dead with cardiac arrest. Come on, man. Pop it.
Come on. Now, hold on. Hold on, bro. Hey, I told you.
You're right.
I told, we coming up to the middle. We coming to the heartland. See, people don't know where he at. He in the heart of Florida. He in the heart of Florida. Everybody know the heart of Florida. That's that central Florida. Hey, bro, much love to you, man. Hey, we going to keep it moving. Yeah. I got something for all y'all. I told you, I ain't going to play with y'all. Wait, I'll tell you.
Keep y'all crossed up.
That's right. We crossed up. Chris crossed up. Now, hold on. I got y'all in there. I got 1 o'clock. I got to play this now, so I'm going to let y'all roll. Ain't nothing going on today, but I got to have y'all hear this, man. Because I told y'all, it's what they about to do is because those of you who I sent this to, technology is in our blood. That's all I can tell you. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. We did innovative things. We did things that people did not want to hear, those who know us, we would have been successful. And we ain't nobody. I'm not even that bright, but I tell people all the time. I say, you know what? Something about us is special. See, one thing about those movies, if you notice the last movies, I hope y'all been paying attention to me. The women's been the killers of all technology. The Terminator with the third one. Now she was Mexican. The women got the power to say, because basically they already had clone dicks. See, clone, I'm about to get deep. Y'all ready for me? I hope y'all ready for me. They say, fuck that. We just do what you do. Okay. See, clone dicks been in the women's repertoire since the ancient of days. Somebody proved me wrong. I got ancient.
Phallic symbol. Yep.
Yeah, I got ancient dick dildos from the ancient days. I got all my hard drive that I took out.
I like that hard drive.
Yeah.
Sorry, sister.
See, now, all I'm going to say is, y'all, the Blue Lodge made the blue pill. They told me to go crazy today, so I am. And see, on the blue pill is Pfizer name on it.
Wow.
You got Pfizer and Moderna suing each other. Hey, you got Pfizer and Moderna suing each other, man. Pfizer and Moderna suing each other.
Red and blue is the same thing.
I told y'all, I'm maybe that bright. If I can figure this out, I ain't that bright, bro. We in trouble. Now, let me just say this.
Wow.
Now, y'all watched them kill the elderly in New York State, the Empire State. Y'all watched them put people, your family members, in. I know Fox listening.
And the veterans in Illinois.
Y'all didn't get talked about a lot, too. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. The veterans, y'all had already, because y'all know we signed the contract, and everybody signed the contract. You don't know what you're signing when you, man, they got all power over your body. They got all power over your body in the military. That's a fact. So we don't know that being dumb, being stupid, trying to get a check because you got kids coming. You get somebody else to make you join some shit because we could get now $5,000 and shit. We like, damn, we rolling. $5,000 at that time? Shit, we rolling, baby. We're going to get us an ounce we're going to turn this shit up. Find out that the Ku Klux Klan in the army and shit, neo-Nazis in the army and shit. But they start to love you. They start to love you when you ain't a punk. When you fight, man, I'm going to tell you something, y'all. I went to St. Louis, Fort Leonard Wood.
Uh-oh, Fort Lost in the Wood.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell y'all people something serious. You know, I made it through the whole fucking thing. You know, it was like I was scared. I can't even swim good today, to this day. I love going underwater. But
them bitches will have you
do some shit in order to not be sent back. To be recycled, you would do anything to get the fuck out of that shit. Now, I did it in one term. And those you could do it in one term, but see, see, that's how they know you're good. They want to make you be in jump school. When they see you made it one term, they offer you everything. I was offered everything. Everything. But my mind was like, that's strange. But
I had a good thing because I did my basic in IT at Fort Disneyland, Fort Dixon, New Jersey. So I skated.
They wanted to be in Fort Leonardwood, and you do the shit out in the Ozark Mountains, the Ozark Mountains. I had got chiggers in my body. Y'all don't even know what chiggers is. They embedded my legs in on the bivouac because we had to stay out there in a cold ass, raining ass shit. And these shits got in my legs. In order for me not to get recycled, I let them shit stay in me until I got out. And they gave me this ointment, took this shit out. I refuse to go back. But you know what, man? I'm going to tell y'all something about people. You can have the biggest motherfucker. That's what I learned a long time ago. You could be big and you a bitch. You had the biggest dudes crying. Crying. Like bitches. It changed my whole perspective of how I look at people who go all muscle and shit. I don't give a fuck, man. Y'all motherfuckers, well, muscles don't mean shit. You could beat a motherfucker up, but you could get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
I ain't saying I could beat everybody. I'm just saying what I experienced. I said, well, damn, this big ass motherfucker is crying because he can't get over a wall.
Or a log on the obstacle course.
Yeah, and then you had white folks. I'm gonna tell y'all. I know the Klan is in the army.
Yeah.
I'm from Buffalo, and the Klan is in Buffalo. But I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. When you start to see that the people, well, they realize that they never met you. They never seen a black man. They never seen black people.
Yeah.
They told me this.
Yeah.
You know what? They become your best ass friends. They become like, I never
Bruh,
knew. They
I had one like, white boy when I was deployed from Columbus, Ohio. He said the first time they saw black people in person when I got in the unit, otherwise than that, they were watching. They said the only time they saw black people in West Virginia, that part of Columbus, Ohio, was from watching BET. They told me that before we came back
they
home.
They told me that.
And we were cool ever since.
I had Minnesota dudes told me they ain't never seen a black man in Minnesota. I know what I've been through. So I got pictures.
Right.
I had fun. I went to St. Louis. But I'm going to tell y'all, prostitution was right at the door of Fort Leonard when I went. I can't say, I went when Jesse Jackson was running for president and shit was going on. They was never going to have no nigga going through the war. But see, they knew not to let that nigga be the first president. They knew.
Yeah.
Now, I already know. Now, I'm going to play something for y'all. I'm tired now. I'm going to go back. I'm about to put the fire on. Y'all going to burn up in this. If y'all think you ain't going to escape, you going to be able to escape this. You are fools.
Oh, that evil laugh.
You are fools. You are absolute fools if you think you going to be able to escape this. Go ahead. I'm going to hear from you.
Let me say something that segue into the video you're about to play. Family, I said we're voting blue no matter who. Did anybody get to check out that whole what's the guy's name? The funeral for the police brutality. What's his name? Tyree Nichols.
Tyree Nichols, yes.
Al Sharpton and Kamala Harris and all of them made that thing about them.
Yeah,
they made that whole funeral about Democrats, black people. See, this is how they throw off on you, on your family. They're not going to bless you with anything just because you're voting willfully, being ignorant. and just keep voting the same way, your reward is going to be the same foolishness, the same fuckery. So you're not going to get anything tangible the way that you vote. When you vote, remember this, family, I don't care who you vote for, make sure you have an economic base and make sure you put demands together before you vote. So right now, for 2024, you should already be putting your list of demands together for you as a aboriginal person of this country. That's what I like to call us, aboriginal. Stop calling yourself an African-American, because that's how you're getting rolled out of the damn Constitution.
Thank you, man. That's the new program, the Aboriginal Party. I'm glad you said that.
LGBTQ people are already getting, they getting their money now. They got their plan together, but like I said, they got their plan together because it was already planned.
Okay, hold on.
That means a Bob original. I'm a Bob original.
Thank you. I'm glad y'all see that. Now, see, I ain't make this
stop
up.
Attaching yourself to a color.
Thank you. We're beyond that. By now, I mean, I feel like where's Brother Eddie at? Brother Wesley Knife, Antoinette, and her bring on all of the what I call the legacy people. I gave her the, she in a powerful region. That's why she gonna live through a lot. She see that region. And I all y'all talking. I'm gonna tell y'all something. You could talk shit. I'm gonna talk shit. I don't have a problem with y'all liking people, but don't send me no more Dr. Umar shit. I listened to that Dr. Umar tape I gave him. I said,
talking about he gonna open up his school the end of the month, man. The last Saturday in February, he claims he gonna open the school up.
He better open up that school because this man is skating. And now I don't know if y'all kept up with this. See, one thing about myself, I can only speak for me. I never stop craving. I said the word crave, because you understand what I'm talking about. Never stop craving. Now, that's why they gave you West Craven. But I ain't going to go there right now. Never stop craving. That's all I'm going to say. But somebody tell me something. He came here. Y'all was here, the Haitian community. He gave us y'all class. I told Bud Luck, I'm bringing this shit up. He came here. The money game was wrong. And the motherfucker acted a fool. And I'm not going to go there because I'm going to somebody else explain that because they was there.
He got caught with a woman in Fort Lauderdale. A sister clipped his ass, and then he fell in love, man. Some brought in Lauderdale clipped his ass, man.
Right. Now, he's able. I want y'all to listen to this. The man is able to never have a school. Ain't no credentials for where he work at. You on a breakfast club regularly? Y'all better start watching the Breakfast Club. That name alone is magic. Breakfast. It means
DJ Vlad, Breakfast Club. When they all on the same shows like that, you need to stay away from them people.
It means break the fast.
Because it's a pattern with them. They jump on certain shows.
But the Breakfast Club means break the fast. Break the fast.
Yes, break the fast. With Charlemagne the God. Yes.
Yeah, Charlemagne. See, y'all, and the chick left. The chick named Chinese, whatever her name, she left. I watch her. She left. She gone. They went hermaphrodite. So she gone. She gone. That's all I'm gonna say. She gone. Now, I've told you I'm not gonna play with y'all because ain't much time. If I die tomorrow, I did my job. They about to come get you. If y'all don't after you hear this technology that I knew what's happening. Everybody, I sent to my closest people. Y'all know our bloodline is there. I'm telling you straight up, technology is good and evil. I create good, I create evil. That's in your... If you don't know that you're able to have duality in your body, you are evil at the same time as good.
Left
you
brain, could, right brain, heaven and hell.
Right.
Yeah.
You control it. That's why the Illuminati told you in Latin, they gave it a name in Latin. I gave it to you. I ain't going to say it no more because they ain't going to have me on job. If you ain't look up that name, that's on you. But they about to get us all. These people, unless you frequency at another level, and pray like the
Solomon, like the
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Unless you do that, you're about to fall prey to this.
Since the first industrial revolution, mankind has feared future technologies. People were afraid of electricity. People were afraid of trains and cars. But it always took just one or two generations to get completely used to these innovations. It's true that most technologies caused harm in some ways, but the net outcome was usually good. This may be true for future technologies too, although there are serious ethical and philosophical reasons to fear some of them. Some of them shouldn't really scare us, some of them should, and some of them are already shaping our world. In 2030, the world will look dramatically different due to multiple technological advancements. So what are these creepy technologies that we will see in 2030? Before we begin, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the bell to prepare yourself for the future with our videos about emerging technologies and innovation. Your future self will thank you. Now, let's see what 2030 has in store for us. Cryonics. Cryonics may seem very sci-fi. To be fair, everything in this video does, but it already exists. There are companies that freeze you as soon as you die, so you can be brought back to life when technology and medicine will be advanced enough. You can buy your immortality now if you want. Link in the bio. Use code REFINETECH10 for a discount. Just kidding. Here's a list of some celebrities that got frozen. James Bedford, Ted Williams, John Henry Williams, Dick Clare Jones, FM 2030, and some that are currently alive and want to be frozen, Seth MacFarlane, Simon Cowell, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears. It's unclear when and whether these people will be unfrozen. The technology to freeze people is not perfect yet, and there can be irreversible damage that will never be fixed. But it's improving every year. On the other hand, the technology to unfreeze people doesn't exist yet. People who have chosen to freeze themselves carry a social stigma. Nowadays, the idea of freezing our dead bodies seems very Frankenstein-y to most people. People that choose to freeze themselves are often seen as deluded and cowards, as they won't accept their fate. How do you feel about cryonics? Would you? Nanites. Nanites are nanorobots that one day will surround us everywhere. They would be too small to be visible unless they are in swarms. But they would be everywhere. They would be in the air, in the water, on the surfaces, in our food, in our bodies, in our urine, and feces. They would have swarm intelligence, no centralized control, and they would be able to replicate and adapt. They could be used to clean the environment, 3D print anything, cure most illnesses, explore other planets, control the weather, and do many other sci-fi things. Would you trust millions of tiny and smart robots in your own body? Sounds creepy, right? Hacking will always be an issue. But it's one thing to hack a bank account. It's another to hack the air, the ocean, the buildings, and human bodies. All it would take is one smart, motivated, angry person to destroy the world. On the other hand, security grows together with hacking techniques. A technology as advanced as nanites is expected to be safe and secure. Unfortunately, this is not enough to guarantee that nanites won't destroy us. Artificial General Intelligence. Artificial General Intelligence, or AGI, is the last invention we will ever need to make. An AGI is an AI that, like humans, can learn anything, not just one specific task like current AIs. When an AGI will be created, it will recursively improve itself by becoming more intelligent. At some point, it will be an artificial superintelligence, or ASI, a being so smart that we would be like ants to it. At this point, two things can happen. Either the ASI will build a utopia for us, or it will drive us toward extinction. There is no in-between. There is a lot of confusion about this. Some people believe that an AGI can never be created because there is something about the human mind that can't be replicated. Others believe that an AGI would gain self-consciousness and get sick of having to cater to humans, so it would rebel. CRISPR. In recent months, science news has been filled with headlines about CRISPR, a technology that allows researchers to edit DNA with unprecedented ease and accuracy. Proponents herald CRISPR as a genetic tool that is now being used to remove malaria from mosquitoes, treat muscular dystrophy, and improve food. Eventually, CRISPR can potentially rewrite medical science at a fundamental level, eliminating genetically transmitted diseases, creating highly targeted drugs, and more. But the very features that make CRISPR so attractive to medical researchers could also be used by medically savvy terrorists on a limited budget. Experts offer a terrifying scenario in which terrorists infect the water supply with a CRISPR-created virus. Deepfake videos can end political and corporate careers. Deepfakes are sophisticated video forgeries in which AI tools can replace people's faces in a video. For the most part, deepfakes are malicious and often used to fabricate videos like revenge porn. The technology, which is already free and easy to use, is only getting better. In a few years, you won't be able to distinguish what's fake and what's real. That means disinformation campaigns using deepfakes could derail politicians' careers and negatively affect voter turnout for elections, as well as foment crises in the private sector. By the time the fake video comes out and spreads through media outlets, a publicly traded company's stock can drop by several percent. Deepfakes pose a substantial existential threat to society. It's not just about the risk to politicians and other public figures who are being targeted by cybercriminals. The entire system is potentially at risk. Self-driving cars. Science fiction is often fueled by computers and robots with self-aware artificial general intelligence, a sentient AI that has the capacity to understand the world in much the same way that humans do. Despite the crashes involving self-driving cars that have hit the headlines these years, this area of AI could dramatically reduce deaths and injuries on our roads. According to a report by Stanford University, not only will self-driving cars reduce traffic-related deaths and injuries, but they could bring about changes in our lifestyles as well. We will have more time for ourselves. However, self-driving cars are not without concern, as they can be hacked, causing kidnappings, injuries, and deaths. Replacing limbs with a prosthesis by choice. Modern prosthetics would be barely recognizable to doctors from just a generation ago. Today, thanks to computers that are integrated directly into prosthetics that read signals in nerve endings, people with cutting-edge artificial limbs can control their prosthetics, essentially the same as natural arms and legs. A prototype prosthesis even allows patients to feel natural sensations from the device, which enables them to walk while blindfolded, an unprecedented advancement in artificial limbs. With the growing sophistication of prosthetics, people may decide to have elective surgery to replace fully functioning body parts in order to augment their bodies to take advantage of the technology. Prosthesis will continue to become stronger, more durable, reliable, and dexterous. We will reach a tipping point where an organic body will be a liability. Mind upload. Take the previous point and stretch it to the extreme. You don't just immerse yourself in another reality. You take your bags and move there. There's a new Amazon series, Upload. We suggest you give it a try. It's pretty good. In the Upload world, people can choose, instead of dying, to upload their minds into a virtual afterlife. This may eventually happen for real. Your body may die, and your brain may die, but the information in your mind can be exported and stored on a digital device. Your mind will be a file on a hard disk, on a USB stick, or in the cloud. Then you can keep living through a computer program that transforms.
Now, I wait till you sit in the cloud. Ain't that in your revelations?
Yes, sir. Hey, drop on.
In the cloud. Go ahead.
That cryogenics, man. I worked at a cryogenics lab in Fort Lauderdale, man, 20 years ago. Wind up shit, man.
Check
and I
that
said,
out.
What the hell is this? They say they freeze right in Lauderdale, man. I remember that like it was yesterday, man. A cryogenics lab 30 years ago, man. And I remember, I said, what the hell is this place? Well, we're going to freeze folks and bring them back to life. I'm wired up shit and looking at this shit, man.
Demolition man.
Shit, man. Yeah, and then bring them back to life. What animal could always grow another body part? A lizard. They showed y'all the commercial where the lizard was dead and the dude did something on his bone. The lizard woke up. Y'all saw that commercial? Huh?
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Same thing in Spider-Man. The lizard, he had to take a shot and turn him into a lizard. He didn't have an arm, and his arm grew back. Same thing.
Think about this. Same thing here.
But the lizard the iguanas
fall asleep in cold weather in Florida. South Florida.
That's all.
They will fall out of the tree like they're dead. like they dead and wake up soon as the heat hit them.
Well, this dude
getting
back
home, how about that fish? How about that fish they brought here from China that was eating all the other fish in the rivers? And that's exactly
right.
What they did. They froze that fish for a day and put him on the sidewalk. And once that fish thawed out, he started, you know, crawling again. And another positive thing about that movie that people need to see is called Idiocracy. Idiocracy is a movie that they cryogenically froze this guy. And then his hatch opened up before it was time. And when it opened up, what's his name? The guy who was the dude who played that movie with Ice Cube with the crooked eye?
Okay,
he was a bully. Friday.
Debo.
Remember, Debo was the president. Wasn't it Debo? Was it Debo? Debo was president.
He was president. Chris Tucker's movie with the
Fifth Element.
Fifth Element.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, no. Then it was Cruz. Cruz was president in this movie. When the dude woke up, people were so dumb. They was feeding their crops with Mountain Dew because of the commercial. They said this stuff is so good. You could feed your vegetables with it. The name of the movie was Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. I heard that movie. Never watched it yet, but yeah, I will now just to get some clarity on some things. Yeah, and now again, I told y'all, I put this out there because technology.
Oh, Stuart, yeah.
Dry bones.
Somebody talking. Somebody saying crack or crush it. Go ahead.
Hey,
I told y'all.
Real quick with the numbers, Cryonics comes up to 27, CRISPR 27, Nanomachine 27, Deepfake is 32, Self-Driving Cars is 66, and Prosthetics is 55.
That shit is right now, man. All that shit
right now.
Everything
right
you see happening right now, y'all.
Right now. Right now as we speak. Go ahead. Go ahead, sister. What you going to say?
Can I comment on that video that you just played?
Comment. Go ahead.
Okay. Now.
Go ahead. At 1 o'clock, I ain't got no power.
Okay. This right here is very deep because of the fact that we do, it seems like, you know, like you said, both good and evil, and we damn if we do, damn if we don't. But all this is happening. We went from, in 100 years, from, like you said, the carts, you know, the horses, to where we're at now. It happened really, really fast. And I am definitely a fan of the Book of Enoch, and most of you guys know this. However, the Bible also talks about the ending times, right? We got the CERN going on. We got all these technocrats, right, that's moving things
technocrats,
quickly.
That's right. Yeah, they're moving quick.
I'm thinking is this right here is the Book of Enoch. I just Googled this, right, because I've been trying to figure out the 70 years, 70 generations. The Enoch says that the fallen angels that's in the CERN, okay, they're in prison. Right now, for 70 years, and you know they've been trying to get them out, and we have their descendants running the countries like China, right? So 70 years, a generation is 4,500 years of a generation.
42.
Because when we were talking about Sheba, when we were talking about Sheba earlier, right, with King Solomon, he had 700 wives. And I've been saying the Bible is nothing but their story because of the fact that the angels, the fallen angel story. So if that is the case.
Yeah, because you can't have 700 wives. That's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah, So the thing about it is I believe based on that video that you just played is our time is coming to an end. What if the world, the new world order, right, that they say that we're in, is their world, and their world is not going to survive because maybe we
so
are
that's
going
the point.
To be...
Because you're going to keep going. You saying that their world is ending. That's what you're trying to say, and that they trying to now leave the world?
What they're trying to do is like the hermaphrodites. Why do you want two sexes? Why do you want two sexes? Because you want to be more powerful, right?
They were
so
more powerful.
These fallen angels. They want the power, and that's why they broke down because the guy stones.
They didn't break the guy stones down. Somebody had to make that known because you say the fallen angels. If they broke the guy stones down, look how that went. That's in Georgia.
No, no, I said it was eliminated.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that's in Georgia. Look at the psyche of the people in Georgia who could watch these big pillars be brought down. No prosecution. Nobody been caught yet at all. So that lets you know it's freaking dumb. You should be scared to be. I would be nervous right now knowing that. That even in Florida, any state right now, that you could watch these things go down, and it's little or no fanfare. It's like fuck that. We worried about survival.
They drive on.
That's the scary
part. They also said that they didn't know who erected them, but they damn sure said we got to find a construction company who built them so they can fix them. And what happened? They fixed them. See, just like what you're saying. That was their way of informing the public, because everybody to this day don't know what the Georgia Guidestones are.
Yeah, to this day, they have no idea.
What the hell their agenda is.
And they're in Georgia. Don't even know. They're in Georgia and don't even know.
Their agenda was a warning. It was a warning. Because if you look at all the information that's on there, they can't control 7 billion people. They cannot control 7 billion people.
Also, their agenda, love, is their agenda. See, nothing exists until you see it. So if people don't know about the Georgia Guidestones, they will not be entreated to that part of the fear or the shock and awe of their agenda.
But they had a sun disk. Those Guidestones were granite. Okay. They had a sun disk that hit the middle and radiate into the stones. That's a fact. So, I mean, we got pictures of showing this. Now, they radiate into the stones, and then they had a time capsule that no one talked about that we were able to capture. And the time capsule went without no news coverage whatsoever of them having a time capsule. I said something ain't right with this shit. But then this is black folks. This is a state full of black people. If you that dumb that the agenda is in your state, where the CDC at, y'all?
A lot of people didn't even know it's
in Georgia.
They didn't even know it's there.
It's in Georgia.
They didn't even know it's there.
Come on, so I'm scared for that whole thing.
Hey, Travon, really. I'm reading an article right now from USA Today by an author named Joe McDonald of the Associated Press, and the title reads, China bans sissy men from TV and encourage more masculinity in young men.
Now, check that out.
So they say that they banned effeminate men on TV and told broadcasters they will be fined on Thursday. They want them to promote revolutionary culture. Revolutionary culture.
Many culture.
Not
check that out. Check that out. That right there is scary. That is scary as hell. That is scary as hell that they were able to pull that off. And again, after watching what I know they can do, and they can easily do this. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now. We only do this because black history is so important to us. Because if you would get the right history, we wouldn't even be in this predicament, personally. Think about it. If people knew that people are getting over here by putting, they don't put black on their applications. Not even black people put black on their applications. This is done by HR. Ask HR.
Somebody making all that noise, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's, you know, again, I'm glad they do it because that let me know how many people could be listening to this.
Hey, Dry Bones, since you mentioned HR, true story to drop on y'all real quick. Now, it's this dude I work with. He's from the UK. I work at the gym every day. His wife is an HR manager, and she told him that of a company, some big Fortune 500 corporation, but anyway, the more the story is, she can't hire anybody because all the people that they're coming in interviewing, they're coming out of college, just fresh out of college, 1 or 2 years with no work experience and demanding six-figure salaries. They're brainwashed with this whole entitlement thing.
She said it ain't just the black kids, it's the
white kids too.
Oh, they're brainwashed all them kids together. When you put them all in indoctrination, there's no color in indoctrination.
Right, exactly.
There's no color indoctrination. That's why I don't get how y'all can understand, how y'all can't figure this out. The civil rights movement was planned out. It's no such thing as color indoctrination. When you indoctrinate all who gonna follow the agenda.
Let me go to 50.
Yes, like with COVID-19, the shot.
Hey, dry bones. Ain't this pandemic killing everybody? It don't discriminate,
dude.
Thank
you. Right. They ain't discriminating against the COVID shot for sure. Let me go to 509. You on air.
Hey, what's happening, brother? We got on a little late. Yeah, question for the audience, man. We got elections coming up in a year. What's the game plan? I mean, we're all over the place, but in terms of trying to put our finger on what's the trends, but as we can see with all the deflections that's happening, there is an undercurrent agenda that is in effect. I do believe right now that white freeman is about to take defensive postures before they go on the offensive. So is anybody really keen in on that right now? Because they've been pretty quiet underneath the radar lately. But we know that white freeman is in trouble. This country is in trouble. So we've been neglecting that.
That's a good one. I like that.
There's some ripples in the waves. 2024, what are we going to do?
I wouldn't even say it's trouble. I'm going to go as far as to say is maybe this is meant to happen for people to wake the hell up.
Yeah.
Order out of chaos.
World, yeah.
They run the whole Bougain South on the whole planet. Not this country, man. The whole world is running.
The whole
world.
Right. It ain't right.
It's not about just
America. Now, I'm glad y'all saying this. Thank you. Because it ain't just about America.
The Santos just got rid of that black history stuff not to be taught. To me, that's a white freeman's agenda. You got to really look into the details of what's happening.
Okay, now, I'll tell you what we do.
Hey, Drabo.
Now, hold on, because I want to deal with him because he's right there with me. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the Seminole. What y'all got to do is, okay, some questions got to be asked to Dade County. Dade County got to be asked some questions. I told you a long time ago, you seen the information I showed you. Yeah, that's impossible to have a commission do an evaluation on Miami, Florida, and be that accurate on the outcome. That's impossible. That means that agenda is in full effect for us in here in Miami. Now, Miami, I hope y'all hear this. I hope y'all don't know. If y'all don't know this, we got votes popping up every day. Haitian, Cuban, popping up in boats that are dangerous looking. I mean, packed. On the boat. Now, I don't know how that could happen, but somehow they're getting out these countries. And they flying up on Key West.
It's the same
richest
thing. They coming here in buses. Mexicans and Haitians coming in buses.
Yeah.
Putting them in the neighborhoods.
Now, this is an actual rich zip code, Key West. So they pissed. They like up there in Martha Vineyard. They pissed. They ain't got that much room. Ain't got that much room at all. Now, the only thing they could do in the early days would be cooks, servicer, dishwashers, you know, whoever was good enough to cook, they might make the chef. But that shit is over with now because it's too many people. So they got to do something with these people. Now, they going into our Air Force base here in Florida in Homestead. It's called Homestead Air Force Base. They already got migrants already there, everybody. We've seen a bunch of that. I showed y'all.
But that's across people, the country, and they tearing up the military bases.
That's what
and
they doing.
And then the Pentagon is pissed off. They talking about now they don't want to pay for the repairs for a lot of the military bases that the immigrants are tearing up.
Thank
that's
you.
Happening
now,
across the country.
Now, come on, y'all. Let's be smart.
Yeah, they tore up some hotels in New York, man. They tore
that's
up
right.
$500 a day in New York. They tore that shit up in New York.
Now, come on, hold on.
They
y'all
just
talking
all them bills to Sleepy Joe's.
Hold on, I'm going to give all y'all a chance to talk. I'm going to hear from all of you. Now, what, I'm going to go with you, brother, in Miami first. You tell me, an immigrant come here, let's just call it what they are here. I mean, Garth, their family, they able to tell the U.S. government, we ain't going to stay here. It ain't good enough for us. But yet, you just told us they coming from prostitution, child abduction, beat down, and you gonna come here now in fresh clothing. They got designer clothes on.
It's
tough. Oh, wow. They got designer,
it's tough. With a brand new phone.
And cell phone.
And George Soros bringing them in, man.
Come
George
on, man.
Soros doing this
now,
shit around the world,
now,
man.
Now, you ask me what we gonna do. I say, let's go to, I'm gonna give you the name. Let's go to Bastien, the commissioner here in Florida, Mario Bastien. And ask her, do she think this is right, that what's going on in South Florida?
I'll go with you. No problem with that shit. And say, because I want to hear from her. I would love to hear what she got to say, because she got elected. This chick got elected here in South Florida after watching the Haitian community get hit with her. They got hit with her. And she act like it never existed. I got everybody who went with me in the Temple of Ptah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all watched her say, oh, that can't happen. That would never happen. She said there was no such thing as a heart weapon. And she right now is over the Haitian community in South Florida. That's a fact. That's a fact.
We
got to go to that type of shit because ain't no real. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something about Florida, y'all. Ain't no more black Americans in power and on commission in South Florida. Go look it up.
Yeah,
number
really,
one.
Really,
hey,
really,
people need to go to mute. I didn't even hear what that brother said. People need to go to mute when they're not talking. I couldn't even hear what he said.
Yeah, please. If y'all got to do something, man. If y'all ain't going to really say nothing, just put yourself on mute. If you're going to talk, re-mute yourself. I ain't taking you off, but I want to see if you got self-control. That's what we're trying to see. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's see. Somebody got a TV on. They know they got themselves on mute.
Oh, they sound like they in the car.
Right. If you're
on
that's mute,
the TV. Somebody
that's
double
the TV.
Dipping. They have programs. Mm-hmm. That's double dipping right there.
Right. So why if you know you got a TV on, turn yourself off. This is the stuff that you have to ask yourself.
But going back to your point real quickly, Lightfoot did the same thing in here. They putting the immigrants in public schools that were closed down in the black neighborhoods, and the black people that got mad said, we're not going to vote for you no more. She said
that's
she don't
right.
give a fuck.
All
they
the
still
time.
Coming in anyway.
All by the time, bro.
Right, thank you.
By the
so we're at the point where now these politicians don't care if you complaining. They going to do the shit anyway. They like, now what?
Right, now. That's where we at.
That's
why they promote. Now, I'm just going to put this out there for y'all to listen. If y'all want to comment, if your area is not showing you that there are people out there suing this government, big time, they suing them.
Yeah.
They suing them.
They drop on.
Go ahead.
And dry bones, I think that's something that people can do for the virus. Can't they sue the government?
Well, they can't sue. They can't only sue the government.
No,
they put that in before they brought the testdemic out.
Right.
They put that in before they put the testdemic out.
You took that
dry bones, but how about
drug.
This?
You can't
Hold on.
Let me explain it to the sister, man.
It's too many.
You took that experiment. You can't sue nobody for taking no experiment, okay? So hell no, you can't sue Pfizer, none of them.
Right, you can't sue Pfizer, no. Okay, go ahead, brother. You next. Go ahead. Yes.
Why is it that people don't read, even it says in the Constitution, if the government or the policy officers aren't doing things that are humane or beneficial to the public, you got a right to impeach or fire their ass. Why do you got to wait till next term to get rid of these people that... All they got to do is sign a petition, get it notarized, and put it in. They could fire somebody right now. Those are public servants.
Now, I heard the same thing. Y'all sent it to me. It said that McCarthy has the power to bring in Fauci and to get rid of that damn Mayorkas. Now, he ain't going to do it. I can tell you why he ain't going to do it. He ain't going to do it because the fact that he made an agreement to get himself in there, because that was the craziest thing you ever seen that – here it is. They can't stand the Democrats, but you're going to make it hard for this guy and go stampede. So you got to realize they know that the country is in danger, y'all, both parties. Mm-hmm. They know it's in danger.
Yeah.
They know it's in danger.
It took 15 votes. 15 votes to get him in.
Right. So he's in danger.
Hey,
so all y'all know, go ahead. Drive on.
I would never tell anybody, support any type of politician that you don't support. But we got to start thinking about it, man. It's the deep state. It's the deep state. So what it is that DeSantis is blocking the indoctrination course that's inside of that black history course, which is queer theory.
That's right.
So a lot of these politicians on the left, they're putting a spin on it, and they're not telling the whole story, family.
Because queer theory.
That bill
correct.
That they're trying to pass
correct.
Is nothing but a Trojan horse. It's
thank
the same thing that
J.P. Pritzker is pushing
out
here in Illinois. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they piggyback off of our struggle, and it's not fair because They don't teach queer history in any other history, Chinese history, Indian history. They don't teach it in Asian history. You know, they don't teach that stuff. So why would we be the introductors of who introduced this new queer logic?
Now, hold on. Look what you just said. The introductors. Being that you the first.
That is powerful.
Being that you the first. Yeah. What better group to introduce it with? If you the energy source, you're giving your own story.
I'm not telling folks support DeSantis because DeSantis
no,
has been making some janky policies. He's been putting some janky policies on the book.
I'm with you. I'm telling you, I see why they're doing it. It's to make it where, how else can they get it in? They said, we got to use these black folks. We got to. It's the only way we can get, the only way everybody going to believe. They like the what you call a replicator. It's a replication. If we do it, they
going
to do it. So they figure,
but you know what? Trying to ask that, pull your damn kids out the school. Is that simple? Okay, fine.
Yep, symbolic victory.
I'll keep
that's
them at
what
home.
They want to bombard us with. They want to bombard us with symbolic victory.
Now, let me ask you something.
Symbolic victory.
Hold on. Y'all from Florida. You from Florida. I live in Florida. I'm from Florida. Let me ask you a question because you from – now, all y'all – Wes, you've been in Florida for years. Now – I don't think a kid should be getting indoctrinated at an early age with gay queer theory. Now, you might think different. I don't know. But if they're going to turn into something that I don't know about, let that happen without the school helping. Without the school helping. See, the school is helping us. This is
right.
When the school helps your child become gay, or helps it to want to say it's gay, that's indoctrination out your parental guidance.
And then who's the question? Who's controlling your school?
Right.
Can I ask one question?
So you take a power for the parents, and you can say, brother, I'm like this. Would you
just
say, would you rather be the one that know your child, or you want the school indoctrinate your child? I'll let you hit on that.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely say, I would want to.
Y'all
introduce my child to whatever, or I will want to be the one that gives them the co-signment or the approval of whatever they want to be.
You next, but hold on. I want to get everybody. You next, brother. What you going to say? The one going, brother, for, go ahead.
Definitely. We're supposed to educate and inform and instill things in our children.
Sure. In our children. Us. Okay, now, all y'all on the line, let's get a yay or nay. I got a bunch of y'all lines open. Would you rather the school? This is really the beta Sanchez, not this fake media shit. This is actually so where he's stopping. He said, I ain't stopping black history. I'm stopping queer theory that they indoctrinated into the black history. Would you rather your kid get taught by a school system about gay shit, or you want to be the one to talk to them? That's the question that I asked all y'all. Yay or nay? All y'all online. Yay or nay? Just hear me some yays. Yay.
No.
Y'all like, yay or nay?
I want to be the one to talk to him, so I guess.
Okay, yay.
Yeah.
So, yay, you want to be the yay. All I said is yay. So, yay. A bunch of yay. Now, who will be against it?
Yay,
against,
like easy. Yay.
Okay, now, who's against it? It's okay if you're against it. I just want to hear your premise. Who would be against you rather the school teach your kids about sexuality? Which one you rather be? Any yays, nays out there? I want to be the one that. You want the school to teach
it? I
want to
be the one to teach it.
Okay, so we got a bunch. I said the school. Anybody for the school teaching it? Anybody out there? Anybody?
Hell,
y'all. Hey, we ain't going to go crazy on y'all.
Hell no.
That's
why they fighting in schools now, man.
Okay.
So right there,
DeSantis gets a bad rep on something that he shouldn't get one. Now, if he gets something on another agenda about, I'm going to tell you the agenda he should be getting on. Affordable housing. Now, you can't be the free state and we can't afford a house in this bad boy. That ain't making sense, DeSantis, if you listen. Now, I can go along with your other program, but if a house that don't look like shit isn't worth $300,000 and a house...
Welcome
that
to
is,
Buffalo.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome
no,
to
you
Chicago.
You're just getting it. This has been going on for a long time here. So the average house that's even ugly is $300,000.
Right.
Something ain't right.
But the question also
How
is,
long has that been going on down there, man?
That's been going on there since before DeSantis. They started raising the housing where 90s. You're like, damn.
Yeah, you was like, yeah, you were like, damn, that house.
About 30 years ago.
No, because we bought it about 10 years, right, 10 years, because Bank of America, Countrywide mortgage, that's right, because we bought a house at 92,000 in Miami right now, it's worth $448,000. That's amazing. From 90.
Wow.
That's almost unreal.
Florida was the first one they had. When you try to rent somebody, they want it first, last, and 1 month goddamn money. Way back in the day.
Right back.
And
yeah,
security and all that shit.
I ain't saying that. I didn't say that wasn't true. I said the housing market, as far as going berserk, you used to find something in North Miami, Homestead.
Yeah, it's not fair.
You can't find it
about.
Excuse
you got
the fucking beef farming,
about
man.
Is how they've been degentrifying. They've been degentrifying the inner cities for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Wherever we are,
no
Harlem, the five boroughs of New York, the hood in Chicago, they've been doing this in those buildings that were just sitting there for 30 years that was sold to the Ashkenazis for a dollar. Now them shits is just like what you said.
Right.
They worth $1 million today. That's what they worth, and they still not even picking all them
bills. It's all a part of hyperinflation, y'all. It's all a part of hyperinflation.
Hyperinflation. There you go. Somebody said it. Now, let's go with the hyperinflation. I'm glad you brought that in. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. We've been hearing this for years. Now, y'all got to have some sensibility being on this program that you do know that a nickel bag today is $50. Nickel bag back then when we was growing up, this nickel that say is $50 a day. So you look at what they gave you for $5 back in them days is now $50 today. So that's hyperinflation.
Hey,
now,
bro,
I'm actually,
hey, I used to get an OZ, four pack OZ for $20, $15, man, back in the day.
You ain't getting that today. You ain't going to get that today. So I'm telling you, that's hyperinflation.
No.
That's the easiest way to look at hyperinflation if you can't understand it in real estate. So in real estate, the way this shit working and those you got houses and stuff, your housing is now a bank. Your house is a bank, actually. If you do it right, you can get equity. If you don't do it right, it's going to be a liability. So your house is like a bitch. If your house ain't done right, it's going to cause you liability. If your house is done right, it's going to cause you equity. So that's how you better look at this shit. Now, here's the go. If you don't get this right, even if you're renting, renting is still the number one thing right now in this economy. But guess what? If something happened to that house, you ain't got no insurance. I bet you they put renter's insurance on it, even though you may not get it now because you waited so long to ask what's going on.
You can get rent insurance, dry bones.
I'm not saying you can't get it. I said during this time of hyperinflation. Now, with hyperinflation mean that they're going to take all our shit. That means that your 401Ks will be gone. It's going to be called austerity. They're going to take all your pensions will be gone. That's where
BlackRock and Vanguard comes in now because they buying up all the properties too. And they got your 401K tied in that ESG bullshit.
Right. Give them ESG. Now, ESG, he brought this up. I'm glad y'all brought this up. He sent the link. I looked it up. I looked up all this stuff. It was deep.